Blog Talk Radio.
The work's smart.
Yeah.
Smart. They done dumped it down, now let's get smart. They done dumped it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart. Nah, Preem, I ain't come around to dumb it down. I done started a revolution, I ain't running now. Cause I don't rap about having fun, I'm underground. Cause the industry couldn't get me to become a clown. Mel said don't push him cause he close to the edge. The ones that fail, shit, most of them dead. It's ironic behind some bread, they put the toast in your head. You just wanted to go to bed, you wanna want it posted instead. Trying to be something you're not, got you fronting a lot. Stop using hip-hop to corrupt the block. This nigga preaching this life that he doesn't live. That ain't the fact of the matter, look what it does to the kids. Make them wanna grow up to be drug dealers. Leading them down a dead end, you's a fuck nigga. If I could bring Pac back, send y'all to wherever he's at. Guess what, black people, we bad. Yes, this is Saigon, this is Mark. They done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. They done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart. Let's get smart. It's bigger than business, this is art. We done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. We done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart.
Smart.
Whoever owned Worldstar's a motherfucking genius. Cause he ain't paying for that content. Niggas grab cameras and record all this nonsense. Send it into them and they get rich from advertising and sponsors. All you get is a fucked up conscience. For being a part of depicting your people as some kind of monsters. I'm from the tutelage to them Clark Kent. Niggas just living as hip hop since it was still on the park bench. That's why my bar's strong as cigar stench. Deadly like Agent Orange or AIDS arsenic. Can't defend myself cause I'm always on offense. The two don't give you a clue, then I'ma give y'all heads up. It's Saigon and Premier up in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we giving them think rap this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Selling it to them shrink rap this year. Hottest shit in the street, this is heat right here. Yeah, yeah. This is Saigon, this is Mark. They done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. They done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart. Let's get smart. It's bigger than business, this is art. We done dumped it down, now let's get smart. We done dumped it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart.
My son's smart.
Preem, they try to turn the arts on the popcorn. Long as we still rockin', that is not for long. I dwell here 12 years, that's cause I belong. You drop a couple hot songs and your ass is gone. Not many niggas could call themselves what I did. Not many brothers don't suffer as much as I did. You see the pain whenever I lift my eyelid. That's why I'm not in the category of Khalid. I give you the greatest story cause that's what I live. When I say it's pain in my life, that's what I had. Alright, so what, I got money now, why should I brag? In the hood they still can't afford iPads. Who you know just go and switch flows like this. This shit show, I got lyrics to go, you know. It's one thing when you just having fun with it. Y'all niggas taking that dumb shit and running with it. Yes, this is Saigon, this is Mark. They done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. They done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart. Let's get smart. It's bigger than business, this is art. We done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. We done dumbed it down, now let's get smart. Let's get smart.
Let's Get Smart is the track that was unbelievable. Love that song. Thank y'all for telling me about it. Appreciate that love from always. From all y'all, this is the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones, and we're about to get it on and have what we call love in the fun. All right. Good to have all you with us today. It's going to be wonderful again. We try to keep this to the facts with our own spin of the facts. Nonetheless, they the facts. And we're going to play it with you today. So much to talk about. So let me just get all my notes, all my stuff together in my head. And let me tell y'all. Out with the old world. It's gone. The old order is over. You are being welcomed once again to the new world order. You've been in it. It's in it. You playing with it because we all are in it. It's no other way but to tell you. The whole world, anytime, and before I even get started, let me just get the stuff out of the way, because I'd be forgetting to give out the accolades from the shows, and I must do that more often, because there are some accolades to be given. First of all, shout out to Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie, as always, Brother Ray, Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq, all y'all who join us from parts of the country. Appreciate you always coming on these programs, keeping it hot. We throw coal on the fire. That's what we do here. We throw coal. So we got different shows for everybody. So but we got to y'all got to listen to Sister Antoinette and Judge Joe Brown. Now, she did a show last week with Judge Joe Brown about him running for mayor. And lo and behold, somebody come out the woodwork and try to throw some shade on now. I don't know what he planned to do with that bomb, but I think listen to the first last week with Antoinette with Chief Judge Joe Brown, and as soon as that, we get accusations from Sherry Lee Ralph. I mean, this is just outrageous what goes on between the sexes. And I have a problem with that, too. I think if you did something that long ago and you ain't do nothing then when you was really young and fine and all this stuff took place and who knows what took place, you come 30 years later, man. Y'all got to stop that. But that's part of the new world order. See, in the old order, that wouldn't have happened. You see, you knew the new world order was coming when they were rounding up people. People who was getting away with stuff back in the day. It's amazing. 30 years ago. So we all in danger, especially men who love women. All in danger. Just by some shit you might have did 15, 20 years ago, they got the right now. Now, all this coming from the new world order. See, the old world order, that wasn't happening. Some parts of the world today, it ain't happening. But we're just going to deal with the Western world for this moment. And I said, wow, you know what else is old? Well, women used to stand up for their sports. And I'm going to bring this to the forefront, you know, because, I mean, see, when I see people who I admire, the Serena, Venus, and beyond, some of the great, but just I'm just going to deal with us right quick. Now, these two sisters would have had a heart attack if John McEnroe and all the, and Vader and all them, and all the great ones that came, were changed, transformed into a woman to play them. They wouldn't even got Wimbledon. Imagine that. They would have to play against some men who thought they were women to play tennis and whoop Serena and Venus. You wouldn't have no Serena and Venus. Now, for these women today not to speak up after they experienced the height of glory of sports, and they can watch this, got to be wondering, they must be with the new world order. Because the old world order wouldn't have went for that. You think Thelma Gibson, one of the greatest tennis players, would have had... Well, I mean, come on. I mean, this is Christy Everett. All y'all. Christy Navratilova. All y'all. Ain't said a word. So you must be of the new world order. Now, I'm going to show you how we know we in the new world order. The old order dead, because that wouldn't even ever have happened. Either with the Chief Judge Joe Brown accusations or all the Bill Cosby. That wasn't happening. So the crumbling of the old order has already was happening. You did not realize the repercussions of the cracking, and now you are in the new world order. We will prove this with facts today. Of course we will. Always facts behind all of these stories. But let's go on. Let's just get with what's happening and bring everybody up to speed. Now, all this going on, we did a program last week. Brother Tutmosis will be with us later on the program to give us the positive job market that would be available. Now, he showed you last week. I had to stop him because I was worried about my job, too. He was going through everything. I was like, oh, he hit about at least every sector of the job sector there is. And I say, I don't know who's not in danger, who's in danger. We have no idea. This is survival of the fittest is what is going to be, you know, shown today. And throughout all of their philosophies, it's survival of the fittest. Now, let's get busy. Now, we hear that he going to be with us again, so we can get a little positivity for those who might be in these fields. There might be some extended hope for a little bit more longevity, but they cutting people's jobs left and right across the country. Now, this is part of the order. And I'm going to show you how they've been preparing for this without you really realizing it. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. But let me proceed now. As you know, these banks have collapsed, pretty much. Gone. But no news. See, this is how you know the news is fake. You've been hearing it for years. Oh, it's fake. But y'all been saying it's fake. All of a sudden, it ain't fake now. Everything is real for those of you watching TV. It's unbelievable. It really is. Everything is real. And they doing deep fake. They did a deep fake on Trump going to jail. They had to have it analyzed for people who dumb enough to believe it. You know, yeah, you got people who's at work talking about, he picked them up, girl. I'm like, picked up, it's a deep fake. We told you deep fakes is coming because you are in the new world order. Of course, prepare for more. It's going to even get better. By the end of this program, you might really understand where we're going with this, but we're going to have to listen for a little while. Now, these deep fakes are for real. So what you don't see on the TV is the real news. That ain't happening. Real news is not coming on TV at all. Because it's not, come on. You think they really want you, to see what's really going on. Well, half of y'all don't even know that Africa now. Think about this, Africa. Did not want to tell us, or they didn't want us to know. But Nigeria, one of the largest economies in Africa, on the continent of Africa, this country, Nigeria, is the world's first largest economy to launch a nationwide central, the so-called e-Nuria. Nuria. Now, this currency so far has been a complete flop. No news on that one for over here in the West. Complete flop. Just 0.5% of Nigerians had downloaded the app for the e-Nuria app. They did it. Not even 5, the 0.5, not 5%, 0.5. Now, this is what they did now. This happened in October. Coming to fruition now, this is what they did from something that happened in October. No news coverage at all, except for those of you on the bones and those of you who look for facts. They unveiled a plan to replace all high domination cash bills in the economy, as well as restrict cash withdrawals. Now, ain't no coverage. Y'all want, go ahead and go to Africa, y'all. I'm down with that. Might free me up some real estate. Please. Give us your cribs. Roll right now. We got realtors ready to take them over. Get them. Go now. Sell your houses now, please. Go over there, because many of you are just a bunch of bullshit talkers talking about they going to Africa, but pushing it to Africa. Africa was the old world talk. You in the new world. It's Dubai, even though it's in Africa. But it's a different type. And they got you going over there. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to know y'all can't help yourself. But let's go further. Now, y'all thought this was, they said that too has been an unmitigated disaster. This coming out their own newspaper. No news from here. That's why I say, if you're going to use the internet, at least look up the shit what people say, so we won't be having to debate idiots who never looked up anything, just going by what they feel. Really? I feel good all the time, but it don't mean I stay hard because that, I mean, use your brain cells on that, on that one. You can feel good. All right. Yeah. I feel good. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Okay. Now, because of this going on and all this stuff happening, you watching too much bullshit on TV. We told you this, sports, everything. Even I like sports, but got a reality. I change the channel when I see the shit getting ridiculous. And some of the scores becoming, I say, I see what they're doing here. Like last night, the Nets beat the Heat. Who would have thought that one? So, you know, what can we say? But why is it no news coverage, everybody? I'm going to bring y'all in. I want y'all to have some questions and some answers for some of this shit. Tell me why there's no news coverage. You told me everybody out there, not many of you on the Dry Bones connection, but out there in the Matrix world, they tell you, hey, everything's okay. The news is real. Y'all arguing over CNN. Y'all arguing over Fox. I told y'all a long time ago in these programs, Rupert Murdoch was given the power, who was a European Englishman, to be given power to create a monopoly given to him by Reagan. These are facts. See, when facts is involved, you put away your bullshit ideology because that's what it is. It's an idol. You idol. Ology. Idolology. That's what you believe in. Idols. Ain't that what your Bible said? But you thought it was, I don't know what you thought, but I'm going to show you what it's going to be. Now, you thought this was new. Now, that ain't new. It happened a couple of months ago, but you ain't paying no attention to it because it ain't affect you, you thought, yet. Thought yet. But here was your own country above you saying this. Obviously, the plan to, it's a plan. I'm going to tell you the plan in a minute, but here's what Canada did. Now, Canada already showed you they already in the New World Order. Canada's in the New World Order, full-fledged. Y'all forgot when a text revealed the Canadian government pressured the banks to freeze the Freedom Convoy. Remember them trucks were all lined up and shit? Y'all remember they froze their accounts? They froze their accounts. A country froze their accounts. The accounts before legally allowed. They did an emergency act. That's all they did. It's like COVID. Emergency. Boom. Was put in place. A message text showed that the liberals, that word that Malcolm told you about, very strange word, liberals. But look that one up. Was actively encouraging Canadian banks to take action on protesters. Wow. The government, Trudeau, who just met with Biden. Yep, they're now with Biden. See, all nothing ain't being shown. Who's meeting around the world today? All over the place. Putin was just in with Russia. Now they meeting in Iran. They all got alliances. India moving on in on the agreement. But you getting this crazy news about gender where we don't see none of the superstar women athletes. Where's the basketball stars on NBA? Live. Why they ain't saying that? Pretty soon there'll be a woman playing basketball. You just seen a basketball team was told not to play. That is the new world order. See, the old world order, that wouldn't even happen. We're going to be so glad to play with each other. It'd be unbelievable. Wouldn't be no man thinking about playing with women. But now, the new world order, it's happened. Ain't no happening. It's happened. But while you are not watching everything, you got what they always wanted was a race war. So guess what they're doing? They're pulling all the drug money out of the banks. First Republic. You see what they did? Everybody who on this line, vindication to you, my brother Bosque, up in the mid-heartland of Florida. They had to raise the interest rates or else. But guess what that's going to do? Guess what that's going to do, everybody? Obviously, the plan is to eliminate all small regional banks, everybody. All regional banks will be gone and concentrate funds into four banks. The 400 years, four again. See, I'm about to play y'all today like a fiddle. And I ain't fiddler. It says that the emergency Fed cut rates by June. It's already happened. It's before June. They claiming only six U.S. banks will be left. Only six. Before the election, only six will be left. Six. Forget that number. Where it at? Some say by 2025. That's what it's between 2025. Between now and 2025. Paving the way for central bank digital currency. Now, you just seen Africa. the largest economy, already done it. No news. You worried about America. Africa done it already. Already done it. And then the big picture, because they want the race war, and black folks is like a powder keg. They ready to get annihilated. It's amazing, ain't it? Never seen nothing like it. Reparations has been brought up. Now, that's the New World Order reparation. Not the Old World Order reparation that we all thought we was going to get. This is the New World Order reparation. So all you reparation groups, you might as well just jump on the New World Order reparation. That's called universal income. And they're going to call it this. Now, here's how they're going to stroke this race war. This is coming out of their own publications. San Francisco. Uh-oh, I left my heart in San Francisco. Ain't that something? San Francisco, a $5 million payment per black person who was damaged. Now, how are you going to say, this is where the trick comes in, everybody. Those of you who are real factual historians out there listening, was California part of the slave trade? It was California, even in the Civil War, to be participating in the slave trade. And how you go give reparations to a state that you can't find no, I ain't say it was no racism now. Ain't no black on black or white on black or whatever you want to call racism out there. I know we ain't said that. We said they are not a part of the slave trade reparation groups that we all been told to target. They're not. So how could they pay, and who are the blacks, mainly blacks from states that migrated there, if you want to go that far, we got to find them families immediately. Then you're going to be arguing with the Chinese people. That's where the race war is going to be at. Ain't going to be no black and white. It's going to be us fighting other groups. You're going to be trying to fight the Chinese and Mexicans over there, and we're going to be trying to be over here and realize, wait a minute, it's all strategized. By the end of this program, you will see the final celestial strategy that will be implemented, but we're going to get to that later. First, you're going to explain this part. Now, this is a state that there was no slavery at the time of the Civil War, in the ending of the Civil War, or in the reconstruction of all that. It was no, how that state could even be put in is kind of strange, but y'all going to have the lawyers going to figure that out, right? Them lawyers. So Chinese Americans who were in California, they were treated badly. That's what this part says. So this is how the race war is going to be done. Not by blacks initiated, just by definition of your name branding that you have adopted already. Look how much money they gave out, y'all. It says that look who supports Black Lives Matter. They gave them $80 billion. $80 billion in fundings went to Black Lives Matter. I ain't seen none of my life get any of it. We don't even know where the $80 billion at, but y'all talking all this stuff. It's all on the NFL. NFL got to be the most racist after watching what I watch and baseball. After what I watched Reggie Jackson's Amazon thing, I was almost in tears after I watched it. I said, my God. Amazing. Mr. October. Did I say October earlier? Oh, okay. That's what came to my mind. Yeah. Now, I said they must be ready for a race war, and our people ain't ready. I'm going to play two clips for you. This is for you in San Francisco. See, they know y'all going to start fighting soon. They already got it prepared. See, they want you to fight. They want you to defund the police because they know the police ain't all the way smart. I can tell you right now that Miami Police Department and them are hiring people that you know, and I know, and we know they ain't that bright, but they became police officers. Now, I'm nervous because, you know, sometimes you got to wonder, if you ain't that good at putting up merchandise, I don't know how your psyche is going to be for a fucking police. If you can't put up shit right in a goddamn warehouse, I don't know how that works. But that's who getting jobs now. Ain't that amazing? Just getting jobs. Give them, because you made the police so fragmented because there's some bad ones in there, no doubt about that. So now they don't want no police. Now they taking people from working from Home Depots and grocery stores and shit. that you used to be the bad boy, he a cop now. Like, what the fuck? Okay, so we know that ain't going to work, so guess what Plan B is? Plan B is this for you, San Francisco, and all you in the surrounding areas, including Lowe's, who bringing in the robots first. So you can watch, they can watch you and see who's ripping off Home Depot and Lowe's. But first, you're going to find out who's going to be knocking at your door.
These robots defuse bombs. They give police a closer look at an active crime scene. And now?
It passes unanimously.
San Francisco's police force will have the ability to use them as potential lethal force options. But that decision wasn't made lightly. We heard passionate arguments and clarifications coming from both sides.
Of course, I don't want any officer to lose their lives. But I think that this is that the scenarios that we're using are hypotheticals to bring up fear.
These are not autonomous robots. No one's tapping in. These are trained police officers that would utilize a robot.
A new state law now requires law enforcement to have public discussions when acquiring and utilizing military-grade weapons. That's what happened here. And the plan passed only after an amendment clarifies robots would only be used as a lethal option after the use of alternative force and de-escalation tactics, or if police determine they are not able to subdue the threat safely after evaluating other options.
Only the chief, assistant chief of operations, or deputy chief of special operations may authorize the use of robots as a deadly force option.
Supervisor Shaman Walton was one of three against the plan. In a statement, he wrote in part, "This is not in line with making changes to address the disproportionate number of black people and people of color that are typically on the receiving end when police weapons are utilized."
Now, they just told you.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC News app.
Now, here you go. Now, they just told you on national news that they plan on bringing in robots that can kill, for lethal capacity to kill. Now, they setting it up for terrible things to happen because of the fact that they see hunger, people in the streets over there, unbelievable. Unbelievable amounts of people on the streets. I wouldn't believe it if I see it with my own eyes. Unbelievable. And you telling me that it's okay. And now you're not paying attention to where the money going. COVID bailout. Where that money? Where that money at? No questions. That's how they know you sheep led to the slaughter. That's your Bible story too. Take that to the preacher. Say, preacher, I think we being led to the slaughter because you got all the money and they coming, my job going to be cut. See how you be left to the slaughter. Because they're going to tell you there's only one left thing left. That's called universal income. So I'm going to play this one. You heard what's coming to you, California. The police dogs, the police everything. They're going to be running. They already got the Lowe's R2-D2 already in Lowe's. Yeah, the hardware store. Remember, y'all tearing up shit now. They're allowing you to tear up everything. The kids are, the Bible scripture, are that they call the locust. That's an allegory for your children. And just for you all on Facebook, before I even get much deeper. You know, Facebook looks like the symbol Tubal Cain. Those in the crowd. Isn't that funny? Y'all follow everything they give you. Let's see where you'll follow this trail. It will bring in all callers in after this.
Meanwhile, America's banking crisis is still hurting the world. Two American banks failed earlier this month, and this is the fallout. America's biggest banks have taken a hit. The big four banks lost $52 billion. Global markets suffered losses too. This month, they've lost as much as $1 trillion. A major bank in Europe has been sold, Credit Suisse, is being bought by rival UBS. The deal was engineered by the Swiss government. Now, the world often talks about America's military firepower and how lethal its weapons can be. But U.S. banks can be just as lethal. In 2008, remember, they triggered a global financial crisis, and now they've caused yet another meltdown. The worst might be yet to come. A new report says that as many as 186 banks in the U.S. could be in trouble. 186 banks. This is the finding of a study done by four American economists. They say more than 180 banks could, quote unquote, go the way of Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, is based in San Francisco. It's where the entire crisis began. It was the first American bank to collapse. It had run out of money. The bank did not have enough money to pay its depositors. Now imagine the same happening to 186 banks. Apparently they have the same problems, a high level of uninsured deposits and a significant drop of government bonds. We've told you about this before. These banks bought government securities, government bonds. They're considered a safe bet, a good investment. So the money that people deposit in banks was parked in these bonds. But soon the value of these bonds declined. That's because America's central bank, the U.S. Federal Reserve, jacked up interest rates. It brought new bonds into the market, and they offered better interest rates. So the old bonds became worthless. They lost their value. And the banks which are under pressure still hold a sizable number of the old bonds. SVB dumped its bonds at a loss. It had no other option. It had to pay the depositors. The bank lost almost $2 billion in that transaction. Ultimately, it collapsed. What happens if the same story repeats at 186 banks? Needless to say, the losses will be massive. In fact, I have a copy of the study with me. Listen to what it says. Even if only half of uninsured depositors decide to withdraw, almost 190 banks are at a potential risk of impairment to even insured depositors, with potentially $300 billion of insured deposits at risk. If uninsured deposit withdrawals even cause even small fire sales, substantially more banks are at risk. So $300 billion would be at risk, and it may have a ripple effect. That's what the study is saying. Already one more American bank is teetering. It's called First Republic. Its stock has been losing value. In 2 weeks, it has slumped by 90%. A few days ago, 11 banks stepped in to save First Republic. They injected $30 billion in cash. It was supposed to be a lifeline, but it hasn't helped. The cash infusion could not calm investors. The value of the stock is still falling. Wall Street CEOs are in a huddle trying to come up with a new plan. If other banks are at risk, 180 others, like this report says, it wouldn't take a lot of time for the crisis to spread to other markets. This, remember, is the worst case scenario. We can only hope it doesn't come to this.
Now, we're about to open the floodgates. Y'all heard it, your own selves. The banks are collapsing. You just seen Europe went crazy because they put the age up to 64 instead of 62 to get retirement. They are now, and you just heard, out with the old bonds, in with the new. That's why this program is called Out with the Old World and Welcome to the New World Order. You on the mics? Got you in there.
This one's for Brother Eddie. You mentioned the word locust. That comes up to a 19. The word COVID comes up to 19. Everything which you just talked about falls under the umbrella of sustainability. That's an 11. The word mindset, that's an 11. This all with the, what you were just saying, it's a struggle of thought. The new world order thought versus the old world order thought. Now, you mentioned about Uganda.
Nigeria.
Okay. Right. Guess what happened with Uganda within the past few days? Mm. They just passed an anti-LGBTQ bill. Mm. Why ain't nobody talking about that?
Thank you.
So
why ain't nobody
so basically,
talking about that?
You see what I'm saying?
We talking about that's what's happening on the. That's right. They getting it. It's on the airways right now. Go ahead. Put it out there.
But here's the thing. Everybody not going for this bullshit is my point.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole, we've been talking about this for the longest on this show, Beverly Show, that whole LGBTQ thing is tied in with the sustainability. New World Order, New Green Deal, whatever. That's all what it is. And now, there's something else a lot of people don't know. That's been going on. Now, did you know that just, what was it, Friday, that some executives from Morgan Stanley got arrested. What did they get arrested for? Fraud in NBA players. Why ain't nobody talking about that on the mainstream media? I mean, the answer's right there. And also, let's jump over to Chase Bank again. Chase Bank and not Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank. Now, the Virgin Islands was given the green light by a judge to sue J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank for sex trafficking. Why the mainstream media ain't talking about that?
Wonder why, man. Thank you. I wonder
See,
why.
Maybe
it's this list. I got to regurgitate later on. But keep
exactly.
Going.
And then, well, like what happened last week with those, it was Akon and some other rappers. Now they got sued for promoting this digital currency and shit.
Yeah.
All these Hollywood actors and rappers and entertainers, you can throw Shaq in there too. Now they're getting all busted out.
Yeah, he right.
This
he,
is
he,
what
he,
the cover up is.
Yeah, Shaq said he in the hospital now for a hip replacement. They tried to give him a surgery. It's supposed to be a warrant given out to Shaq. He wouldn't answer the door. Hey, y'all look it up. And now he ends up in the hospital with so it's kind of strange. But go ahead.
See what you're talking about? But this right, and this goes back to what we were talking about last week.
Right.
Is this stuff really going to happen as far as the digital currency takeover, or is it basically these banks and investment firms being busted out for criminal activity and the mainstream media is throwing stories in there like Trump and all this other bullshit just to distract the people? At the bottom, because I'm going to say this. The perfect time to collapse the academy and roll it over to digital is when they did the lockdown. They didn't do it. A lot of things were introduced, but it didn't actually happen.
Well, it happened.
And just
let
like,
me say, let's go with this. Hold on, I'm going to let you finish, of course. But it happened in a way, it's gradualism. It's gradually put in place. It's like they don't throw it on you. It's like implemented in a way where it seduces you into it and you're in it. Go ahead.
Right. But at the same time, now you got to remember something else, too. Just like what's going back over in the United States. You got, like you mentioned, California, New York, Illinois. Some states are transitioning over to the New World Order, but then some of the, like a lot of the southern states are not doing it. Just like, for example, I wonder if the people knew about the 18 states that then got together. They're going to court. They're fighting this ESG bullshit.
Right.
All the states are not in this.
No.
And I was having a debate yesterday. I was talking to his brother yesterday in the gym. It wasn't a debate, but he never heard of BlackRock. The reason why I brought up BlackRock because we were talking about the whole CNN Fox thing. It was talking about, well, Tucker Carlson said this on Fox, but I'm like, bruh, I get it. But CNN and Fox are under the BlackRock umbrella.
Umbrella. That's right. Umbrella.
I'm not saying that they're going to put out a little bit of truth, but then again, is it really true or is it just propaganda?
Well, let's go with that because I just seen from y'all sending stuff, it got this claim, and I said this is a claim, that the Weather Channel man, Byron Allen, Jay-Z, and Tyler Perry claim they're going to buy BET. Now, I said, I said, who cares? They're still under the same umbrella as BlackRock. Same umbrella. Disney. They still under Disney. So if they buy it, they just the faces. The content is still going to be distributed and put out by those who deem it to be.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And Disney, which is under Marvel's under Marvel and ESPN is under Disney. Jonathan Majors gets arrested the other day for domestic violence. And if he goes down, the next slate of Marvel movies, they're done because he's the next villain.
I'm agreeing 100% that now he covered though. It's like the get out of jail Monopoly card. He gonna get out of it because whatever takes place, This is where the hush money come in, everybody. See, y'all act like you wouldn't do this. That's why I tell people, stop judging, because you hush money means that they sign a piece of paper, y'all, legal tender paper, documented, stamped, that I'm going to give you so much money, shut up. The minute you open your mouth, you go to jail. You go to
jail. Or you might even come up missing.
Right, but they agree. Now, this is what's going on, but people act like, oh, you have done it many times just in your own life. You got people to tell you shut the fuck up. I don't need you saying this is what, but they got you on that instead of what's going on, like what he just said. Everything he just said, they got us watching sensationalism. Everything is sensationalized. Everything is played up. They even got people now mad. For those in Miami, I know y'all love Benita, the Spanish brother. He had a talk show here. I can't leave Benatar. What a Benatar. So he said stuff about Stephen A. and my man, the other one was Shannon Sharp. He said they messed up because they sensationalized journalism. And Stephen A. did his bullshit talk, which, you know, I already proved he was George Soros. So he come on and denounced that George Soros claim, you know, he with the New Order. But this is what's going on. They sensationalized everything. So everything me and him talking
right,
about.
Right, because that show, Shannon Sharp on Undisputed with Skip Bayless, that's under Fox Sports. So it's
right.
The same shit.
Same shit. Same shit. I mean, fight. I'm telling y'all now, man. I'm going to tell y'all this because we can have this conversation. It makes sense for those of you listening. All they did is infuse wrestling. The wrestling propaganda machine got infused with everything because they seen that people was coming out, including myself, at a young age to go watch wrestling. So what they did was take that same thing where these people pretend to be villains and tend to be this, and they infused it. That's why everybody is over the top in some of these things that you see, because it takes on the persona of a wrestling match. And basically, they're really all friends, everybody. At the end of the day, Dusty Rhodes.
At the end of the day, just
Dusty
like
Rhodes,
Democrats, Republicans, they all the
yeah.
same thing.
Right,
hey, one more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing the news media didn't talk about. Let's talk. How come ain't nobody talking about those 4 or 5 babies that died in their sleep in Phoenix last week? Why ain't nobody talking about the airline, the United Airlines of Southwest pilots are having heart attacks? There was a 7-year-old boy that died on the plane of a heart attack. Why mainstream media ain't talking about that? Why they not talking about the death? The death rates are increasing because of the shots. Philadelphia is now implementing a universal basic income for women to have babies because a lot of the counties in Pennsylvania, the birth rates are low. But the birth rates are low because the babies are dying
shots.
Because the women are taking the shot.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. That's why you got to say, come on, man. That phrase is iconic because it makes sense. Come on, man. How can even that's why, you know, they say it, because when you think about it, it actually slaps you in the face like, wake up, fool. How can you believe what's being told
like
to
you? Like the Chris Rock slap.
Yeah. Look how much money Netflix
is
making, man.
That shit was fake, too.
Yeah, look how much money Netflix is making, man. See, when you do that money trail stuff like all we was taught to do, made me realize, hell, if I could see a person get more come up, y'all, by getting smacked in a wrestling match. I told you everything's been infused with wrestling. That was a wrestling slap. Wrestling, and that's why wrestling told you the truth. Who they use to tell you they live? They live.
Roddy Piper.
There you go. Rowdy the Pied Piper, because Pied Piping was what, I ain't gonna go there. I'm going too far. Y'all ain't even tell me what Facebook. Go somebody
R.
tell
Kelly?
Me what Facebook. Yeah, the Pied Piper, y'all. Come on. See, this is real, baby. That's why we come on this program, because everything is facts to the bone. It's called the Dry Bones Hour. Let me get 3364. Y'all, I mean, they live was what a wrestler, one of the best wrestlers out there. Dusty Rhodes. Everybody's watching wrestlers here. Oh, man, we love the Bubba Brazil, all of them, man. Come on. Y'all going to tell me he's a wrestler? Go ahead. Jump in. Go. Talk closer to Wes, talk closer to the phone.
Yes.
Put your mouth to the phone. We can't hear you.
All right, how you hear me now?
I don't know what you're doing in that house. Go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go.
Yeah, man. See, I love that. Thank you for that show you had that class you had last Sunday, man. My man Tutmos broke it down, how these money changers are hooking up their money with the church, the synagogue, and faith, man. My man Tutmos broke it down, man. I love these young cats, man. You remind me of me back in the day. But I like my man Tariq. We call this shit the New World Order, man. It's just thank you, man. The New World Order, man.
I love it.
So the main thing for our folks is just be cool, relax, enjoy the damn show. Don't start nothing. Just keep you some shit in case something jump off. Be
That's
cool,
right.
man.
That's right.
And with that brawl coming out against Joe Brown, some shit happened allegedly 30 years ago, man. Come on.
Damn, 30 years ago, come on.
30 years ago, man.
That's a classic show. Go listen to it. It happened right
yeah,
after
Yeah, I was
show.
There. I was there, man. I was
oh,
right there. Well, listen to the show live, man.
Go ahead.
That's how I do, man. But, yeah. And then you said something about Venus and Serena, man. I met their ass back in the 90s again. Before they first came out, man, got big, man, on that tennis court down there in Palm Beach, man.
Yep.
I seen them when they were Richard and Venus and Serena when they was real young, man, on this tennis court. And them fuckers wouldn't even speak to me, man. It was all white tennis court. I'm standing there in the middle of the court, me and Tupmos and you, we big, man. You know, people can see us, man.
Yeah.
I'm about 6'7", 6'6", man. And I'm standing in the middle of the tennis court wiring up some lights on, and these niggas walk on the court. I say, hey, how y'all doing? You know, and these motherfuckers look at me like they ain't see me, man. So fuck being in Serena and Richard, man. They ain't shit. I tell them to their face, man.
I love it.
But
I love
then, yeah,
it.
Man. Yeah. Trump thing, man. Trump told that, man, that Popeye shit, man. He the one that tweeted about Tuesday for a cheeseburger, man. Trump floated that shit. He got
it
in front of the ass.
It's cool. I like how you put that. I'll pay you on Tuesday. Go ahead. Keep it going.
Yeah,
keep
it's Popeye shit, man. It's fun to see all this stuff, man. Derek, you know these people running the media, BlackRock, and they coming now, man. They're sitting off the fake shit. All these motherfuckers that run these nasty-ass banks, Chase Manhattan, all of them going to be locked up, man. So you just relax, man. All this shit coming down. London bridges, American bridges, all this shit coming down, man. Real deal, judgment, not. That's why I'm being cool. I'm being cool. I'm keeping my hands to myself. I ain't going out here doing stupid shit, especially around women, men, none of that. Sure, none of that. You got to be cool. And robots, man. They been using robots, man. Okay, so if I do something and barricade myself in the house, them buckers gonna sit outside and bring a robot in. They did that 7 months ago.
Yep.
They bring that
right.
robot in and bust down the door.
No, they did a long time ago. Hold on.
Yeah, they did
something.
That.
David Koresh. David Koresh. Remember they put them, that tank went in, that drone tank went in and started burning them up in Texas. They did it on national TV, y'all. They showed us on national TV with David Koresh, but the Clintons went in there with some damn incinerator robots. Doom. Go ahead.
Yep.
Keep going.
And the same thing with that dude that accused you of some shit in Texas. They used a robot on his ass.
They sure did.
Yep.
They sure did.
So, yeah.
And the police chief was up here, and he resigned the day after Lloyd Lightfoot got kicked out. The same police chief, David Brown.
They're using robots now, man. Especially
we can't make
first
this
floor,
up.
The ground floor. If you're
we
on the ground floor and do some shit, they're going to send a robot at your ass. So if you do something, you make sure you're in the way up there where the robot can't climb those steps. They can't climb the steps.
Yeah.
But,
The new ones can. Brother West, take some calls.
Yeah.
When we come down here, we're going to hang out. I'll show you a picture where we was at. You see what we was playing.
Yes, sir.
I said, when we get down, we're going to get down. So come on back. Let me know when you're coming down this way. Hey, let me go to 3316. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let me go to 6661.
Hey, Drybo, the name of that company was Nightscope, by the way, that made them robots when we were dealing with Lowe's in California.
Nightscope. Now, go on there. Go online. And look up Nightscope. Now, this going to be the big debate, y'all. I'm serious. I really am. Now, if you down to some monies, and you see that this stock, Nightscope is going to go public. I looked it up. I was hesitant. I'm asking all y'all, this is going to be one of the part of the questions we're going to do later. You think we should be invested in because it looks so nice. It's R2-D2. You know what I'm saying? Your kids can take them out for Halloween and shit out. They'd be the theme of the party. But think about that, y'all. that this company called Knightscope is on the market, about to be, I'll say public in a minute. And right now, they want you to jump in it. And it's already
public.
Okay, there you go. See, I that was back there, because I seen this a long time ago, that R2D, we did that show when I said that they was coming out, I said, damn, and Brother Vosk, and we talked about it, said, man, we should all invest in that. But it makes you feel like, am I a part of the new world order? Let me go to 6661. That's what the question will be, y'all.
Hey, what's good, my brother? What's good?
Yes, yeah. Good to have you. Great dawning, man.
Jack Bauer 24, man. Jack Bauer 24. Welcome to Global Mafioso. You know, where can I start? The debt has been called in. The debt was called in. Police stations in on the homeland, land being purchased, balloons being flown over after the fact, then shot down. But we see the complicity amongst the J boys, you know, with the media, because everybody is silencing. The complicity is in, the fix is in, the tank is in, the reset is coming in, you know, with the coin, and it's gonna be the Fed coin, and we see infiltration to the fullest with the tick and the talk, you know, where I could see your information, but you can't see mine. The tick and the talk. And when you look at that symbolism, it says one order. The new rules-based order. You know, when I think about that shit, I think like John Wick, above the table, baby. And believe me, it's above the table. And we see these two factions going at it. One is nationalistic and one is socialistic, hidden in liberalism. And when I always talk about the isms, you know, it's just a train of thought. But Dracos is definitely in the middle. Amen. And I just sit back and listen to all the brothers bringing all that knowledge and understanding. Man, I'm in it. Hotep, my brother. Y'all keep this thing going, man. I got my popcorn, baby. Popcorn.
Go ahead. Say it again, brother, because I was looking for a piece of paper. Go ahead. Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. Say it again. Yeah,
okay, I was just saying, man, I'm just sitting back listening to these brothers, you know.
Oh, man.
These are the times. This is the time.
This is
the time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me tell you.
This is the time.
Now, let's go with
that. The global, it's been called in.
So it's spiritual
now. Algorithms.
Yeah,
algorithms. And because the TikTok that they have in China is not the same TikTok they have in here, and if
they're
on different times, but you see the foolishness, everyone acting a fool, teaching the kids how to commit suicide, teaching the perverse. You understand?
Right, the perverse.
With the algorithms, the AI.
Yeah,
and I was sitting in the restaurant. I was sitting in the restaurant, and when the machine came up to me, and this had the Denny's, and I'm like, the little machine came up to me with the robot. Please take your food. And I'm looking at this shit like, oh, this is serious. It's here.
Serious. So basically. Let me go. Hey, stay with me. Put yourself on mute. I'm going to take some more calls. And I want everybody, because when we bring Tubmos in, I'm getting a little bit after the hour, about 10, 11, 15. Look for me, because I want to get some more calls and get you. So I want you to give the layout of the good job before we go into it, because I want to hear some positivity on this job, because some of your family members are probably very astute in these areas. I'm sure that's coming. Now, before I bring this caller in here, I'm asking women, because you heard what brother said. He's seen them at an early age. I'm asking all athletic women, guys, if you gay and everything, when you play basketball, Lisa Leslie, unless you secretly knew men was doing this. Maybe that movie Geronimo Man was a secret thing to show us that they may be that happening when they made that movie. Because somehow I see it being very low keyed in. Like, you know, and these athletes ain't saying a word about it. They should be enraged that somebody can steal this generation of women awards. Y'all come to grips. But right now we're going to hear from our sister, always sister, with all the intelligentsia about what's going on. Keep us in there, sister, right here, 9927. B-Low, what's up?
Yo, resurrection.
Yeah. Hey, that's man, a new saying. I'm glad you say resurrection because, oh, my God, would you sit me with that words? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to stop saying family. That scared the shit out of me. I said, oh, shit. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
Was
go ahead.
Deep. And then you go know? Look it up, and the shit is real. So
it's real.
Linguistics. Yeah. Learning about words and spirits. And yeah, we need to start calling ourselves royals or other than loving beings, whatever, other than family. Cause,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Under. Stop saying
yeah.
Under.
Well, we've been saying that. Yeah,
resurrection,
that one I know.
Like, good morning.
Yeah.
Grand
now, I'm going to tell you why.
Or resurrection.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
remind me to give me that. Good. Keep going.
We got to start reprogramming ourselves, like Parliament Funkadelic said. Reprogram. You got to deprogram the reprogram.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what we do.
So,
reprogram. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yo, it's so much going on, man. It's
well, give it to us.
You
got to
laugh and not cry. Because, you know, I didn't see so much. You know, that shit that we didn't talk about, like, 10 years ago and stuff.
10
and
years ago, right.
It's just
right.
All coming to power now. And then you see how they're taking, I had to put the LG, whatever y'all want to call yourself, as adult. And I'm going to tell you, black people are supporting it. So-called black people are supporting this shit. As adult, okay. You are supporting pedophile in a nightclub with a transgender 13-year-old kid dancing on the floor. Now, I know this has been going around on the internet. I know y'all seen this. Ain't nobody talking about this either.
No, tell me.
13-year-old.
That's why they call it the Dry Bones Connection. They ain't heard
transgender
it.
Transgender boy dancing around in a nightclub doing all the dances that the gay people do with all that flopping on the floor, putting their ass, all that shit. Now, I didn't watch the shit. Now, they can bouncing their body on the floor shit. But
yeah.
It's
stripper dancer. Go ahead.
No, yeah, well, whatever, but it ain't on the pole. It's just their what they do. What
right,
they do.
Yeah.
It's like a movement. They all do this shit. But that's for the clubs. You don't put a 13-year-old kid in the club doing that shit. And you're supporting pedophilism.
That's illegal. That's illegal, right?
That's illegal. But it ain't. They
right.
Trying to make it not. They're trying to make it not. They're trying
right.
To compare it to a cheerleader or just basic dance and choreography. Or they're trying to compare it with, but the kids.
Okay,
in the
okay. So they say, and they drinking, right? They drinking in the nightclub.
And they drinking.
Right, okay.
They drinking. Getting their, you know, getting their shit off.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Off of a 13-year-old transgender boy.
Now,
you know,
that's my thing.
That's
now, okay.
Epstein out in the open.
Well, it's been there.
Out in the open.
Yeah, it's been there.
With
it
gay people.
Now, this is what
I know it's some gay folks on this line. I know damn well you don't condone that fucking shit with a 13-year-old dancing in a fucking nightclub around a bunch of other motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck what you are. Dancing, watching a little boy dance in front of you. That's pedophile.
Yeah,
so guess what? Your CIA agents are promoting that because all them motherfuckers is in there got to be CIA agents because the CIA promotes every experiment.
That's
to
right.
See how
every,
you're going to react.
Every
to see
experiment.
If you will react
yes,
the right
it.
Way. Now, the right way
right.
To react to that is speaking up about it. but you're not speaking up about it. You complying.
Now let me go with that. Let's go with that.
Something that needs to be addressed, as put out on the table. They need this. They're disproving a point that, no, bullshit. You're not proving no point. You're proving the point that you're a sick motherfucker and you promote pedophile. And
now,
and
let me ask
you. Trafficking is real. And this is a cover up for the major continents that are involved, which is China, because they promote that shit. Europe promote that shit. Africa promote that shit. They all promote that shit.
They all promote.
Human
so it's underground.
Human
hold on. It's underground. Obviously, this has been going on for years.
It's happening in the cities underground. Yeah.
Underground.
I mean going in the fucking tunnels.
Oh, okay. Hold on, because we got me and you talk a lot, but we got to break it down to the people that's listening to all. Now, you've been making a point that's saying that these cities. So what we're seeing now is they're showing it, but they can't be touched because they might be in an underground city. Because basically, for that to happen
coming up on top. Happening below in those cities.
It's coming from top,
And what they call that, the dark web. Well, the
dark
web is part of the city that's underground that's coming up on top. Your
now
government is underground, everybody. Your government is underground.
Now, hold on.
And anything they do from fights, what's them fights that they showed on TV, they having that too. All of that shit they doing down there with those other aliens and transhumanism and all of that shit is all coming. They do it underground, y'all, and they're bringing it up top.
Now hold on. I'm gonna bring some stuff up later on. But I'm glad you brought up aliens, because at the top of the hour we get to high noon. I'm gonna bust it open because this alien thing got to be talked about a little bit more, because you know I'm into ancient aliens too. But I said, man, when I heard this again, it got reverberated. I started thinking, we're going to make some sense out of that conversation you just made there. Let me ask you one more thing, because I got some more calls I got to get to as well. And we got Butter Tuck, 15 after, quarter after, bringing you straight in. It's quarter after. Get ready, because I give you a full at 30 minutes telling what they got to hear. Let's go with that, what you just said. Don't you find it strange that the top women who were athletes, even in our area of growing up, made strides and they have not. They would never got those accomplishments if they would have allowed what you're saying now coming up, which is already up. Because if women could join, if men could join women's sports and actually compete and win titles and win awards, then that's actually a bit of mental spiritual mutation.
We're meant to be fucked up. Period. The whole world is meant to be fucked up. That's just it. But here we go. With that on that note, there is no women. We had the women had to make a separate department entity for themselves to play sports, because men did not allow women to play sports originally, and especially basketball and football. Let's keep it real, or hockey. So they had to create a separate corporate entity so that they can play sports out there in the public, and so that people can enjoy.
Okay, so that goes back to the 30s.
And
I mean,
now
from the 30s, men did not play with
now
them.
Now they got the men, because you ain't got no dice.
Right, but how do you think that should happen?
You ain't got
though.
None playing in the men's basketball games right now. You don't.
Right.
You don't have
right.
none swimming with other
right.
men. You don't have
so
that.
Right. Hold on. Tell me your thoughts. Okay. Give me your thoughts while taking the call. Why are women are complacent? You around women. You a woman. Have you ever thought you would see this?
Well, no,
a woman,
but
okay,
mind
that's, okay,
control is a motherfucker.
Okay, okay, okay,
let
hey,
me say this.
Take more calls.
Let me say this.
Last point right here.
If that community, why wouldn't they be set up in a own category, just like the women?
I don't know. That should have been done. It should have been done the same way.
Right.
It should have been the same way. It should have been a trans league. The trans league would play each other.
It could have been called
you.
Whatever they wanted it to
yeah,
be
yeah.
called.
I got you. I got you. All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, stay, all right. But everybody go. Mute yourself. Everybody. I'm going to get some more calls because we want to get most of this time. Let me go to 3873.
Greetings, everyone.
I'm
calling in to talk about the banking situation.
Go right ahead.
I've been in the banking arena since 2004, and I did witness the breakdown back in 2007-8. And in 2010, our beloved Obama put together a bill called the Dodd-Frank Act. And basically what happens
mm-hmm.
is they created the problem with the banking situations back then, whereas mm-hmm. the banks was doing whatever they wanted to do. Okay, all kind of programs that killed the market. And the banks all tumbled down because it was designed to, tumble down when you create programs, you know, no doc loans and things like that. Anybody can buy a house. The bank can do whatever they want. And the banking system just fell. So then what they created the failure, remember, right? They create the problem and then they fix the problem. Well, how they fixed the problem was the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act. And what it did was heavily regulated people. I mean, not people, banks, especially small banks. Like that statement they said, there's 180-something banks, 86 banks maybe on the market to fail. Well, how did they fail? They fail by policies. That's why when Obama said elections has consequences, it does have consequences in the banking system because the partisan and party – I mean, the person who rules the party can control the banking system. Well, so the bad guy, Trump, no one, you know, most black people hate. What did he do for small banks? Well, in February of 2017, you guys can Google this, he signed an executive order to attack Dodd-Frank, ease the regulations for the small banks. I remember it vividly because I'm in the banking world. He had all the small banks come to the White House. They sat down and talked about his complaints when he first got in office. Remember, he came in 2017.
Yeah, and heard
okay,
all the so-called complaints. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first thing a person does that want to help the community and want to help the country is deal with the finances. So what did he do? He said, let's sit down and talk to the banks. He heard the banks' problems. The next month, he went in and signed that executive order to ease the regulations and allow people to borrow. And that's why a lot of people flourished, because you can go to the community small banks. Because if you get rid of the small community banks, you're going to get rid of businesses and small businesses, because the big banks are going to have their little checklist and say, oh, no, I'm not going to loan you this money because this and that. So what
that's
it trickles down to is going to triple down to the small mom and pop companies. This
right.
is how they're going to welcome in the global
new world order
where they
that's
can
it.
Control everything you do and know what you're
without
using.
Without shooting a gun. He says two wars.
So elections,
one was physical. The one is the banking war, which is the bigger war, not that physical stuff. But go ahead.
Exactly. So my brothers and my sisters who have been brainwashed night and day over Trump, your president that's in office, he came in on his entry and closed down the pipeline, okay? Got rid of the banking, made the banking world just awful, made the real estate world just awful. And then some people say, well, it was going to happen anyway, even if Trump was in office. Absolutely not, because we already demonstrated what his executive orders meant to the world.
They did not demonstrate it. They did it, and because of what you just said, and I'm not sure now how the new the media should be looking. You heard earlier they're controlled by the same groups, but it's like Trump made a trumpet move. He was able to play the tune that would have made sense, but through all the natural tones that's going on. Your ear couldn't perceive it, and that's what's happening. A lot of people's ear can't perceive it. To stay with that thought, I'm going to bring some more calls in. That was perfect. That's exactly these laws that Dobbs-Franks, y'all better go look that up. That's real. Dobbs-Franks, look who the presidents were. Yeah, that's not that long ago. And it's the ripple effect from what they did then is the ripple effect. It takes 10 years is 1 year, to according to y'all Bibles.
Right, so that's why it's so important.
I got to get more calls. Time out. I got to get more calls. Okay. Beautiful point, because we get ready to the top of the hour. Beautiful point what you made. Keep that thought, everybody, because we're going to that banking at the end of this program, and we're going to get some. We want you to come back in, because loans got to be, after my brother go through these jobs, y'all got to figure out how you're going to get that money to start that business y'all talking about. How you going to get your kids to go through school? Your pension's in danger. That's when your pressure point going to see if you really can handle the Helios. Let me get one more caller. Let me go to 13-1300, and I'll be bringing them in. Come on, I'll give you some time to go. Go ahead, 1300.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go. Perfect. Go ahead.
Man, listen. It is in effect, man, the new banking system, the new world system. I heard my brother talking about the CBDC and everything. And I got my little birthday babies out here, my birthday grandbabies. But the CBDC, man, the Federal Reserve currency, that digital currency, they're going to try to implement that, man. I'm telling you. But it's up to you, because you can see the Bitcoin and everything. You can see that is going to affect everything, because the money changers are done. The money changers are done, and they are going to fall, because you got to find a new way to have a legal tender now, because the money, the USA, and look what they're doing with China. That's why you see them posturing for war now. They got to start a war. Biden got to start a war, because if you don't, this banking system is going to collapse. I digress. Let me come back later, bro. I'm going to get the grandbabies in.
All right.
I come back
all
later.
All right. Now, when we get finished, thank you, brother. And much love. See how people call? They have a good time. They still appreciate that love. Listen to the show. They have a family member. They still got the phone in their ear. Appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all for that. Oh, yeah. One more caller. One more. And then we're going to bring in brother. My brother, 7696. You've been holding y'all. It's perfect timing, because he's the next caller. So you're the last caller when we bring in our guest. Go ahead. 7696. Go ahead. 7696.
Hey, Dry Bones. I'm in a tight situation right now. I'm still listening, but
I'll bring you back in. All right, just mute yourself. And I'll bring this
Hey, you got a debit card. You already in the digital fucking shit, man. You use your debit card. You already digital, man.
These are the keywords that will lead to the whole body being digitized. And so they say we might make you a living soul. Now I'm gonna use some Bible scriptures later for y'all to show you that this book. Now, when we get to the alien side, it might be scary for all y'all to listen, because see, you got to have two brains. Maybe three, and maybe four, because there's always another equation. But this is on a positive note. My brother Tutmosis has always been hitting it hard on these lines, these threads, these shows. My brother, Sister Beverly, all up there talking in parts of New York. And he put it down last week. But he said it's a flip side. He said it's a flip side. The flip side is these going to be the jobs that's going to be available. Last week, it was a doomsday prediction, y'all. It was ugly. It looked like a Super Bowl for me. I was like, damn. But nope, it's a new era coming. And this is the part that after he finished, we're going to get deep into the other side. So stay tuned, y'all, because we got a lot of program to go. Let me just take a quick, get ready, brother. Let me look for some paper thing, and we'll just give him something quick to listen to right quick before I bring you in. And that song, everybody, oh, my goodness. Thank y'all on the thread. See, I got that through the thread. See? I got that through the thread. Oh, I see something I'll play for y'all. This might scare the hell out y'all. Don't worry. It's coming. Right back. 2 minutes, and he be kicking it, Brother Tubmos.
In a little tent
Resurrection. You on the Helios, Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, where facts matter. We gonna put some facts on you today. We got my man. He ain't no guest. He's the bloodline. We got my brother, my blood. That's what we gonna call all y'all in the book of that family. Y'all better look up that word family. It's a scary word once you realize what it means legally. Bone by bone, my brother. Appreciate you coming on again. I hope you're in the queue, brother. Tough motion with us.
Yeah, brother, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good. There you go. You loud and clear. I'm going to let you go. All y'all who heard him last week, we said, huh, he got to come back again. So go ahead, my brother. Do what you do. The bone of our bone need to hear. Go ahead.
If y'all hear a little wind, I'm sorry. I'm at the park. Oh, I woke up today.
I love y'all, man. Y'all listen to me. Y'all listen to the show everywhere. I love this stuff. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I woke up today, man, and I realized that I wasn't going to be given a quiet space to do the show because he had an attitude. So I said, let me come to the park to avoid any confrontation.
Go ahead.
I
want
to say the AI, it won't take your job. It's going to do is going to make your job meaningless. So it's not taking your job. It's just going to make your job obsolete.
There you go.
So look at it like AI is the yellow brick road.
Mm.
You know, the path traveled to Oz. And just like in Oz, when they got to the end of the yellow brick road, what they found was it was some little brittle old little nerdy dude that was behind the whole thing. AI is not going to be any different. It's going to be some little old nerdy dude that's pushing all the buttons. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And before I get into the jobs, I just want to say there's some things that AI can't replace. And these jobs, these are the skill sets for jobs of the future. Understanding and managing emotions. You know, as human beings, we get vibrations from one another. We read each other's auras. We relate to each other on a personal level. We empathize with one another. We have this unfeathered, tangible, yet intangible thing we call love that no one can explain.
Mm-hmm.
Robots and AI can never mimic these things. People will always be required to mitigate factors using emotions that computers and AIs and robots just can't. You can never have justice in an AI system because the AI lacks the emotional fortitude that humans have. In a society, there are circumstances that we relate to and respond to as humans that nothing else can respond to in that same way. If there's a child who has been sexually abused or a woman, and they kill their abuser, as humans, we look at that and we mitigate the factors, and we judge that person off of the mitigated factors. Or you were being abused, you know, you had the right to harm your abuser. But a computer, an AI system, doesn't see the mitigating factors. It just sees that you killed someone. You know what I'm saying? So humans will always be needed. You know, a pregnant woman being spared to the hospital by her husband, and he runs 10 traffic lights to get her there, or a person who is dying being spared to the hospital by someone. And when they go before the judge and explain the circumstances, he's going to throw that ticket away. But when they go before an AI judge, he's not going to throw that ticket away. You need 10 lights. You know what I'm saying? So those things are to be things that we have to keep in mind. Creativity and imagination. Shared creativity and ability to create and build things without a blueprint. Just think of it and do it. That is something that only humans can do. AI can't imagine something that doesn't already exist. People will need to stay motivated. The AI will do so much and make things so easy. It'll become very easy for people to lack the resilience and become complacent. It's very important to stay creative, even as this thing takes away some of the things that that it's going to create things for you, you know, based off of your input. Still create your own stuff. And don't do everything you create, don't put in this damn internet. Because once you put it on the internet, now the AI can see it and create and copy it. You know what I'm saying? So
Interesting. Go ahead.
Leadership. AI can't lead human beings because it can't motivate them. True motivation to move forward can't come from an intangible device. It takes a person to become able to motivate other people. So keep that in mind too. Leadership, you're never going to look for something that doesn't have the ability to motivate people, to lead people. It just won't happen. And y'all won't be good at making negotiations. It can't negotiate things that people have to give up. So that's just a few of the things that you have to keep in mind. It's others, but let me get into the job because I got a short period of time here.
Great, bro. We'll be with you.
Number one job of the future, robot manufacturing and servicing. 40% of all robots used in the auto, 40% of all the jobs in the auto industry are robots now.
Right.
It takes people to maintain those robots. If you're screwing something a millimeter off point, it's going to take a person to come and make the adjustment. In 2016, a joint research report on robot performance by MIT, Caltech, and Stanford, they said one droid in the automotive industry is equivalent to 5.6 human beings. So one robot could do the job of five humans.
Right.
You know, so designing, making, maintaining, and fixing these robots is going to be key essential in the future. Number two, raw material management. As you know, all this electronic stuff, it takes a lot of raw materials to make. And it's going to take humans to manage all of this. It's going to take humans that's going to have to go into these caves and mine stuff and see what's good and what's not. Still going to take humans. Even though the technology will assist, it will assist the humans.
No, I'm listening. I'm visualizing what you say. I'm saying, oh, man, keep going. We're going to talk after you finish. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number three, big data and AI scientists. Algorithms have taken over analytics. AI can read and compile through massive amounts of data and create algorithmic analytics. But someone still needs to be sitting at the other end to read all those analytics to make sense of it.
You know, the AI does things, but it doesn't know why it's doing it. Humans still know why the AI is doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, number four, artificial bodies and smart prosthetics. You know, I've been talking about transhumanism for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
This will be for people who have injuries, lost limbs, but also in the future, this will be for augmented body parts. Mm-hmm. I might want to be faster. I might cut off both my legs so I can be a faster person.
$6 million man, so, man. That's a $6 million man. Go ahead.
In the age of transhumanism, bionics and cyborgs will be a lucrative industry. And they're making us into cyborgs now. When you have that watch on that's checking your heartbeat, that's following every step you take in, your breathing patterns and checking your blood pressure, that's a cyborg. That person with that watch on is now a cyborg, just like a person with a pacemaker is. So just keep that in mind. Those will be big things. Esports. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all familiar with esports.
Mm-hmm.
Esport ventures right now are being bought into by all of the major athletes. Some guys that play video games really good, they get sponsored. They've been out every NFL stadium.
I watch it.
It's
an
esports stadium,
right? And streaming.
They put 90,000 people in that stadium to watch two people play Street Fight against each other.
That's,
you know,
they're doing
so,
it. It's called streaming.
Yeah,
I got family members doing this. They got people. Go ahead. You are hyping me up because I'm seeing it right before my eyes. What you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, so not only the NFL fields, all the soccer fields in Europe and Asia and the Middle East, they all are big for esports. That's the number one thing that brings people to those arenas, you know?
E-commerce.
Esports is one of the only business sectors growing 50% year over year for the last decade. So it's a great investment vehicle, too. So if you want to invest in it, if you want to your kids play games, put them into the games that these people play. And if they're good enough in it, they'll be able to make money. Number six, psychologists.
I'm not the same, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, number six, psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists.
Okay.
How many people will feel comfortable and trusting of getting advice and coping mechanisms about their traumatic childhoods or their private personal misfortunes, faults, shortcomings, and experiences with a robot? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't. Siri and Alexa could hardly understand half the things I say to them. You know what I'm saying? So this technology is also making people crazy, which is also going to drive the need for psychologists, and therapists, because these beauty standards that's being set on AI, look at all the suicides that have gone up because people are being taunted or they're being bullied on by the computer. Not even the person that's bullying you don't even live in your state. You know what I'm saying? But this is causing psychosis.
Cyberbullies. Cyberbullies, man. They're like cyberbullies. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so those therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists, those will be human jobs. Gene designers, who are babies and pets. This is number seven. Back to the age of transhumanism. It's coming. I said years ago what was going to happen in the banking system when I first read about the digital currency. I did whole shows on it. And now everything I'm saying is happening.
Vindication.
Very few people prepared for it. Like I told them, this is how you beat this thing. You know what I'm saying? So some people can't afford designer babies, right? I won't be able to afford to make sure that all my things that happened in my family history, hypertension, heart disease, and, you know, diabetes, all those things can be factored out of my baby. Also, you can factor in, I want my son to have purple eyes. I want him to have green eyes. You know, you can do all of that as long as you can afford it. Also, what's going to take over that industry first is going to be designer pets. They're going to design pets this way. And this is going to be to ease the ethics. Once people accept it in their pet, then they'll accept it in their parents and then in themselves. So just
keep that in mind. So these are going to be humans doing these jobs. Number eight, AR and VR programming.
Go ahead.
Virtual reality, augmented reality, it's coming. It's moving slow, really due to the chip crisis that they're having, that they're creating, the chip crisis. But we see the metaverses here. It's only going to get better. It's only going to get more realistic looking. It's only going to draw more people in as they take away parts of the internet and put it in the metaverse. And then in a generation, the whole thing will be on the metaverse. So just keep in mind, it's going to take people that's going to have to program.
Question, hold on, before you go, what's the job, what's the pay for these jobs? What's the pay for these jobs? That was the actual. What's the pay for?
Oh, well, augmented reality and virtual reality programmers. I work at the stock exchange. Someone who gets paid to program the algorithm that reads the charts and makes predictions, that's $134,000 a year starting off.
So those are these are six figure salary jobs from the jump, correct?
From the jump, fresh out of college.
Right.
Fresh out of college.
I'm just making sure everybody understands because I know where you come from. How many more you go? Because you say time.
I'm on number nine. I got 30.
I'm
going to
stop you for
the I'm trying to go through them fast.
You can't make 30. You better hurry up. 30.
Yeah. I'm trying. That's what I'm trying
to go through them as fast as I can, man.
Data security and private data brokerages. Being hacked is going to be something in the future. All your information is going to be online. All your paperwork is going to be set through these in your digital wallet and stuff that only people with passwords can access with your pass. So all of this stuff is going to be up to be broken into and hacked. You're going to need data security. You're going to need private data brokerages. Data insurance companies are going to be formed. People that's going to sell insurance in case someone takes your data. So just keep that in mind. Entertainment. The industry is surrounded around technology. However, it still takes people to make sure that shot is good, that sounds good. It's going to take people to do the quality checking on this stuff. So the entertainment industry, number 10. Number 11, someone got to go and sell all this shit to people. So technology sales. This is an easy one. This could be a $50,000 to $1 million a year job, depending on how good you are at it. But someone's going to have to go to these companies and sell them on this AI. And which AI they're going to get. It's going to be several choices, which one best fits them. So keep that in mind. Number 12, real estate developers. It still takes people to look at a empty slot of land and develop on it, do the Donald Trump on it, build some buildings on it and some houses and all that stuff. It's going to take people to make those initial investments. It's going to take people to have the original foresight. Team, biochemistry and tech engineers. Energy and material are very important. We're moving into solar panels, lunar panels, wind harnessing. They're moving into hydro harnessing. They're going to build nuclear plants everywhere. This is all going to be biochemistry and tech engineers. They're the people that put together these batteries that have the different compounds in the Tesla and your cell phone. So keep that in mind. Number 14, private security. In the Middle Ages, as the middle class shrinks and disappears, the gap between the have and have nots is going to be forever increasing. And people with money will have to pay private security, which will be people, to protect them and protect their assets and their physical being. So, get a couple of big dudes around that's going to hold you down. That it's going to be years before they allow robots to harm people other than the police. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. It's still going to be a need for private security. Go work on your hand skills. Get big and try to get you a bit smarter.
Keep that point, y'all. Police only, maybe? Okay, that's a good thought. Keep going.
Yeah, public relations specialist, Kanye, Kyrie, John Morant, they all needed a person to come in and say, this is how you're going to fix this situation. Okay, you got to say this. You got to apologize here. Public relations specialists will have to be people because they have to sway how people think a computer can. So keep that in mind. Babysitters, real simple. How many people want to go about watching their damn baby? I doubt too many people's going to raise their hand. Babysitters is going to be a big business, and it's going to be lucrative in the future. Elderly care and life management, hospice care, same thing. How many people want their loved one that's dying, that's sick, to be taken care of by a robot that has no compassion, no feeling? You know, you're going to want people in these positions. So these are going to be jobs for people, and these jobs, which are low paying now, they're going to be high paying in the future. Trust me.
Okay.
There's going to be
okay.
some schooling and stuff that has to be taken before you get these jobs in the future.
Hold on.
Yeah, funeral homes and crematories. The shot equals death. We all know that. People will not want to deal with computers when it comes down to dealing with burying their loved ones. You know, these are things that you're going to have to do with a person. You're going to want them to look you in your eyes, hold your hand, hand you a little tissue. It's not going to be something a computer can do, okay? 19, I'm moving as fast as I can, Drybone.
Yeah,
Small town jobs. Robots and AI and stuff.
You got 20 minutes. Keep going, man. Keep going.
Yeah, robots and AI and stuff, they're not going to be able to be afforded by everyone. You know, you're still going to need small-town people to do stuff. And in little towns, they're not going to be like New York. They're not going to be like L.A., where there's going to be massive robots and AI running everything. And little old town up in Cayuga, New York or something, they're going to still need people to be the handyman, to be the carpenters and all that stuff. So small town, catering to the rich. Rich people are not going to want to yell at computers and robots, man. They're going to want to yell at people. Okay? They're going to want to, they're not going to be catered to by
I like that one.
Robots and shit.
Yeah, they want to talk to real people and tell them what to do, huh?
Yeah, they want to talk to real people. They want to squeeze a real ass when the maid walks past. You know what I'm saying? They're not going for it. So catering to the rich. Top tiers at companies. CEOs, CFOs, COOs. Presidents, vice presidents, et cetera. All of these are going to be people jobs forever. Okay, so if you can get your MBA, do that, you know. Number 22, and everyone's going to agree with this one, priests, ministers, pastors, imams, rabbis, and clergymen. Will you listen to a machine preach to you? I'm not listening to no machine preach to you. You know, will you have a machine marry you? Will you have a machine baptize your child, christen your child? No. So these jobs are going
like
to be
that.
Around forever, man.
Yeah, forever.
Events and
H
party
the
planners,
okay.
man. Yeah, events and party planners. Yo, you got a party you got to have planned for the next 2 weeks. You want yellow napkins. You want this. You need that. You're going to have to speak to a person that's going to get all that shit done. You know what I'm saying? Someone that can work with schedules and deadlines and negotiate prices. Yeah, that's going to be a person job. So look into that. A lot of women are into that now. Event and party planning. That's going to be a huge job in the future, man. Politics and governance. For the same factor, we're going to want, I mean, at the end of the day, we got Biden in the White House, man. At least it's a damn person. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? He's a person,
sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
sometimes.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have a leader. A leader has to motivate people, and only people can motivate people. You know, only people can explain things in a way that people can feel it. When you hear my first time hearing Obama speak, I was blown away. Like, man, this guy's awesome. You know, he had me captivated looking at the television. Only a human can do that. You know, magicians and comedians, this is number 25, job on. Folks, masters of the art of producing certain effects over people. It takes a sixth sense. It takes timing. It takes understanding that, okay, the crowd's not ready for the punchline yet. Let me keep it going. Those are things that only humans can do. Magicians, comedians, other impromptu things like that. Number 26, surgeons. Okay? Surgeons will be assisted with robots, but still, for ethical reasons, because liability reasons. Are you going to sue my damn hospital for a robot mistake? You're going to need a person here to take the goddamn blame for it, okay?
I
it's
like
going to be
that.
Years before
like
the
that.
Ethics and stuff
come to fit. So
That's a good one.
You got to teach grandma how to get into a car again. You got to teach grandpa how to pick up a spoon and put something in it and put it in his mouth. A computer's not going to be able to do that. A human's going to have to come in there and take over that. I'm down to the last three.
Go ahead. You're doing good.
Professional singers. AI can create and generate music. It can even duplicate singing voices and things, but it's never going to have the texture and the quality of a natural voice. You understand? It's never going to be able to hit that note and because the crowd motivated them to hit that note. You know, professional singers, even rappers, you know, it takes time. You know, all the great rappers that ever existed, very few of them could really perform on stage good. That's a skill set that it takes timing.
It takes time,
of the crowd.
Right.
So those things will always exist. Scientist number 29, scientist is observing nature, observing things to make, to make conclusions based off of observation. It's going to take people to make these conclusions. To see something new, the AI only knows something that has been programmed to see. When I see a new phenomenon, I'm going to look at it like, oh, shit, the tree is pink. If I see a pink tree, when I walk outside, I'm going to inspect it. I'm going to investigate it. I'm going to look at the ant. See, they got pink ant coming out of it. I'm going to do some investigating that only a human is going to think of doing. And lastly, number 30, caregivers. Caregivers provide company for loved ones and services that improve their lives, environment, makes them feel good, less stressed. They provide personal care, meal assistance, they transportation, they give medication management, all those things they do for other people. It's going to take a person to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a person to deal with this person that has a 12 o'clock appointment tomorrow. And that
so
you got to get there.
Right.
You got to get there at 10 a.m., get them dressed, get them ready, call the Uber, get them to the appointment. Like, that's going to take a person, and it's going to take someone with compassion and understanding and empathy for other people. You know what I'm saying? You're not just going to throw that person in the car. You're going to gently help them get in it, you know? So all those things, those are 30 things. I could name more, but those are 30.
You did a perfect job. Now, let's go with that. Because the conversation is heavy duty, because I found a few jobs already that, because I'm going to tell you something. You're absolutely correct, because Uber, when I seen Puffy them do that video, that commercial, I knew Uber was going to be a part of this scenario immediately. So people, like you say, you don't want somebody tugging on your grandmother or your aunt or your granddad or your mom and your father who's has no empathy. So that is the key component that they probably looking for in the elixir when they be drawing all this extraction of blood, that empathy, adrenaline, we know they're getting because the adrenochrome is something. So these are these things that we can't explain. You said love. You got to have somebody have what I consider empathy, some compassion, a human element. That's in us that they crave so dearly. Now, y'all listen to that. We're going to take y'all calls because that was, thank you. Couldn't do it no better. 30. He gave you 30 jobs that is out there that you probably doing right now that could be elevated into lucrative generational wealth. And those of you got family members who are able, he told you every job. Why do you think I watched my own? They streaming. They don't even care about cable. Cable ain't even in this new X generation. Also, he did X generation, Generation X. Y'all remember that? Look up that show. But the most generation, you could see that. Now he said something though. I'm gonna touch y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Know what's interesting? You were talking about the thing with the cable. Now the streaming services, they catching hell right now because, like I said earlier, with this whole sustainability thing, especially like with Disney and Warner Brothers, people are tired of that shit, man. And then people, they dropping the subscriptions like left and right.
There
so
you go. Because
we'll see how long that's going to last.
They're expensive. Now, that's right. That's a battle. We're going to go into the battle. Y'all told me, see, this is the era when we finish with this, we're going to take y'all all into the Twilight Zone. Y'all see, this program takes you in there. Now, you just said something earlier. All y'all keep clicking on all cylinders. All these programs, all these things happening. Now, I'm going to take y'all into the dark side of this because y'all mentioned dark web. I should say dark web, the real estate side. Could houses be, you know, houses, houses prices are dropping. They're not telling you. The housing market is dropping. So they got virtual realtors. Oh, virtual realtors are basically those who know how to understand how to take you into a house. And we'll get into that later on, how you can go into a house, they'll see it. Funeral directors. Didn't y'all see Soylent Green? That's going to be the new wave of funeral homes. Virtual. Before you die, they're going to put you just like they said. You're going to put the, now, he meant the transhumanism. Those are, you know, we're a little bit older. I'm so glad to see everybody on the same path. See, we all on the same. See, y'all thought points of light was bad, but that's an actual hell of a term. We all on the great points of light. Let's even go even further before we get deep into the high noon. Y'all also been mentioning, you heard with the brother, he gave you 30 jobs. There go that three. They gave you all, he gave you all the jobs for to go into being successful in the new order. Pretty much. It's you, who are you taking? The old order is done. The bonds prove that. We played earlier, the bonds. They gave you bonds that were dead at sea. New ones came in with better what? Interest rates. Y'all mentioned Jesus kicking over the money changers, I think. But the money changers, y'all mentioned money. That's the only scripture where Jesus get upset. Everywhere else, he getting his ass whooped. Passion of the Christ. And again, we're about to put you, when we come back, 2 minutes, all you will be in the Twilight Zone. You be programming the robots? Will you be programming the robots? I'm questioning all y'all there. I got the lines open. What y'all want to ask about that?
I can say was that was a list from pure hell that everybody already they telling you can't sit too long. You're going to get varicose veins and other problems with your body. If you stand too long, you got to wear compression on your legs. They don't tell you when you're doing that type of work. Then you got, you know, it's just pure fucking hell.
From his question, he mentioned these jobs. I want all y'all, do your homework, look up the price of these jobs. Are they six-figure jobs and above? That means how much you'll be able to afford to live in the New World Order. So I look at that as being part of
right,
the salary.
Because they
must
want
be go ahead.
You to be, they want you to be combined with the robot so that way that they can control both entities.
Okay, there you go. Hold on, stop.
That way they can
control. They
I wanted to reply, but she would have. Go ahead. Go ahead,
sister. And empathy and all that stuff under control when they got you connected together.
Hold on. That's one point. But Tubmos, hold on. Everybody will get a chance, but one at a time. But Tubmos, what's your thought on that? What she said, that we're bringing, that's like a way of bringing in transhumanism by us interfacing with the AI. How you think about that? What's your thoughts?
That's exactly how it's going to start. And they got these things called nanobiological computers, where they take the protein from your eye. They put the enzyme that naturally attracts the protein, so it works like a magnet. And the mm-hmm. chip is like a lab. It's like a labyrinth, right? It's like a maze. So mm-hmm. you put the protein in one side, you put the enzyme on the other side. You ask a question, and the answer comes from the enzyme that reaches the protein. You know, so okay. it goes through the maze. The one that follows it the right path, that's the right answer. So it works like a quantum computer, but it's going to be specific to each person. It's going to have your protein in it. So
right.
that's the
Hold
key
on, okay.
to it. So,
good key. Okay,
yeah.
Now, question. Brother, you next. I heard you, brother. Somebody wants to ask something. Go ahead. Which one? One at a time so they can get an answer.
Well,
yes.
All this is tied into ESG. This is environmental social governance. And everything, you know, so that's when I talk about global mafiosism. All this is on a global level, and we see the complicity that the ones, even the rhinos that signed on to help them pass the psych, the triple play for the overplay, or the underlay for the overplay, when they passed to intentionally destroy the system. And we all know what was coming behind that. You understand? It's just
the job,
complicity of it.
But what you think about the job? Because then again, I'm not saying you ain't right.
Well,
right,
ESG, he's right. He's right.
Okay,
even when you played the thing with Obama saying, we're going to have to make it happen. Everybody's going to have to become, this is ESG.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But they're all entrepreneurs. So you just open, bro, I'm glad that we talked because now. Because I'll be listening to these things and interfacing them together. Remember he said we all have to become like entrepreneurs. So the DNA that you just said, brother Tomos, the DNA will be magnified into what type of transhuman interface that we will go into that will be successful. Because everybody, I'm going to tell y'all right now, what y'all saying is definitely a fact.
And this is why China is leading the way.
Right.
Compromise everybody down with it. When Nixon entered the dragon, this is when we all acquired the draconian Dracos.
We got
hey,
more calls. Okay, what you gonna say? Go ahead. What you gonna say?
How many of y'all wired up a robot, man? I wired up some robots at the GM factory, man.
I ain't never wired up a robot.
Well, I did, man.
I know.
And working night shift. When them things start moving, man, after you work at the night shift 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, when they moving around, it's some scary motherfuckers, man. Because when they move, you get the hell out their way, man. That was some Twilight Zone shit, man. Just watch their ass moving around, man, at 3 o'clock in the morning, man. That shit ain't no joke.
Hold on. That's why I love y'all, because see, we're getting real reality from around the country. Now, again, those of you don't understand, we come from a GM family. All y'all know that GM did lose people's, they gave them buyouts. See, that's what y'all forgetting a lot of shit. We bring them to your memory banks. See, when you let a company go, they got so much money, they will give you something that make you feel good. Like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example in my life. They probably say, you know, we're going to give you a six-figure compensation buyout. Now, automatically, you saying six figures. Okay, but we're gonna give you six figures. They're gonna give you some insurance for maybe a year, 2 years and a half. They're gonna give you everything to sound like you can make it when they let you go. But in reality, when the inflation of that buyout actually hits you without you having anything else, it could be that generation that we talk about, the Chevy workers that got their buyouts, they still. That was the stages. That was the beginning stages. We didn't pay attention to that because it was our family. They got big money. They still live. They still getting pension money from that. they were able to do that because it was the beginning of them changing the guard. So that generation, they live better. The older generation is living better than the younger generation. This is actually a fact. And because now they're raising this generation, which is ours, to 64, which is going to be, because Europe did it, we're going to do it. I'm going to prove this today. But go ahead. You say, brother, go ahead, jump. I'm approving today.
I'm sorry, man. I had the grandkids, grandbaby, birthday, and everything. Okay, but buyouts, bail-ins, bail-outs. Remember back, Obama bailed them out, the big DM3 and Chrysler and all that. Remember Obama?
That's right.
So
that's right.
That never transpired into what they call treasury bonds or retirement. Because family, when you have a 401k, retirements or whatever, they take that money and they gamble that money in the open market. So if there is no return on those investments through those hedge fund companies or whatever, 401k companies, now they've pissed away your retirement. As you can see right now, France has over 1 million people, I think it's protesting, like 3 million people out there protesting every day about reform,
France,
they call it.
And England,
right.
England just got the prime ministers and them have raised the age. Canada, no, excuse me.
Yes.
Forget that. Canada. I'm in the wrong country. Canada. Trudeau I just read early for y'all what they did.
Well,
to
you
the
know,
people.
France owns Canada. France owns Canada.
Canada
is just a colonized territory of France. So. In North America, so or the North Star, some of the brothers know what that is. But so what's going on, bro? It's to the point now that okay, if you do the banks, if you remember they had them, if you're familiar with Basel I, Basel II, Basel III, and now they're at Basel IV. These were implementations that were put in to watch the banks and sort of be like regulators and. These banks are just like I heard somebody mention Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. They're being allocated now in the whole Epstein stuff. So then, okay, remember when Chase had that big freighter that pulled in and they caught like I think they had like $300 billion worth of cocaine on one of the ships that they owned.
I told you, all drug money. All this is drug money, pirateering money being shipped over. Now hold on. I want
so
you to relate.
But relate
some of this quickly to what the brother just said about these jobs because offsprings that we got, what they gonna be doing? Are they gonna be the ones that are gonna be bonded for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to hear you.
Jobs. Think about it. I just want to say real quick with those banks. Now, if that was you committing that type of fraud, you'll have 1,000 years right now. And you'll be serving.
Right now.
So let's go to the digital currency, how they got to transform this thing into a digital transformation. Because I heard the brother talking about the AI transformation a lot, which is going to be a good thing, but you got to be a master of it. You're going to have to learn how to use your savings or your funds that you're getting, and you're going to have to some type of way pivot and diversify the way that you're receiving your salary. So because everybody's trying Bitcoin. You got some nations like
Nigeria.
They're already on digital systems. Right, they're already on digital money systems, so money changing systems. So it's going to be these. Look at the treasury. Don't pay so much attention to the stock market right now. Pay attention to what they call the U.S. treasuries. Or the government treasuries, because that's what controls the currencies. And then the currencies are linked. There's no way you can have a digital currency unless you have something of assets backing it. It's not going to last. I mean, they can turn the power out right now. Now you can't even exchange.
I
got a call. When he gets done, I got a call. I got a rebuttal and a question for Thomas after Robert speaks.
Okay, go ahead. Make a quick.
Remember, bro. If you don't have it, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. Remember that.
Okay.
I digress.
Okay, go ahead. You, I got you. Go ahead, Brother D. Go
okay,
ahead.
Now, with Tennessee, I don't know if anybody knew this. The state of Tennessee literally just a couple of days ago passed a bill where the economy is going to be based off of gold and silver.
Right. Now, that's happening here. Y'all said earlier, y'all said 18 C, that goes from
right.
South Dakota. All them is now debating whether or not, which would start the Civil War. That's what they don't
but
get.
See,
Civil.
You just proved my point. Now, we got to remember now, all of us live in different states.
Right.
So what's not being talked about, a lot of these people don't want this damn digital currency. And some of these states are starting to push. I'm just talking about the states. Now, I ain't talking about France or China, whatever. I'm talking
about
where we live at right now.
I got you. Go ahead.
And now, with that being said, I got a question for Thomas. What's going to happen now with the governor jobs in terms of if you work for the city or county or you work for the VA, the federal government jobs, what's going to happen with those jobs within the next 10 or 15, 20 years?
Yeah, that's a good point. Good question.
Those are municipal.
No,
municipalities.
Brother Thomas, I got you, Brother Thomas, because I want to give him a chance because he says time was short. I want him to make. Go ahead, Brother Thomas. Ask the question.
They're gonna phase those jobs out, right? And,
right.
Okay. And like as people retire from them, they're not gonna hire new people. So you know, as they
right.
replace it with energy. But remember this: they got something called universal basic
mm-hmm.
income.
Yeah.
Is their solution to everything being computerized
right.
technically.
Right. Right.
So if you can get a job in the future, it doesn't mean that you're still going to get your universal basic income too. So it's like you're going to get paid twice. You know, you're going to have double the money. That's the key to having a job in the future. Is because
okay, good,
you'll
good
get a paycheck and you'll get
good,
your universal
good
basic
now,
income.
Good point. Good point. Now
right.
I want y'all to understand that. He said earlier, now, Brother Tom, tell me, we go, because education. First of all, I'm asking all people, and I'm not going to make no names. I can't do it on that. But STEM, all this computer stuff is very much a generational thing coming from, that your own offsprings are either involved with more so than we are. That's why I did that thing when y'all said about technology. I said most of us, and I'm older. I don't know everybody age, but I'm 60. All I can tell a person is some of the stuff we talked about now, Sister Shalene and all them know, and brothers all from Buffalo and Florida, we don't heard this shit for so long, it's almost an erection for us to see that this shit is not a joke that we've been kicking for such a long time. That goes for all y'all. And so everybody on this line should be vindicated. But I will say this. There's certain things we're leaving out. I got to throw coal on the fire. It's after 12 o'clock. We're going to put the coal on the fire. See, what you see in Europe, what you ain't looking at, that's the key. I know the states. You got states' rights and all that shit. We got all this stuff, y'all. They flocking down here. They flocking everywhere. California leaving. It's going to become a damn escape from New York type of scenario. But here's the key.
Right.
Why this is happening. Y'all never forget now. America is a three-headed bird. All it is the military wing for the pirating corporation. That's all. We must keep that in
mm-hmm.
our mind. That's all it is. If you think the other way, you probably will be taken out by the New World Order. The New Order knows that they got to be careful with everybody out here listening. They know. Because black, it's like an octopus. It's every tentacle, and it can change color. Did y'all know the octopus could actually, is the one of the ancient animals that can actually manifest in the sea into different positions, looks, everything? Well, let me
yep,
let you know.
Yep.
That's the Spectre in the James Bond series too.
Yeah, Dr. Octopus. Now hold on, I know y'all want to talk. I know y'all want to talk, but I'm gonna give y'all a chance. But I gotta put some coal on the fire. I told y'all, I'm about to put coal on the fire. I ain't playing today. We ain't got time to play. But this is why y'all ain't looking at Europe, because you've been told not to, because they control the media.
A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been, and still is, a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the First Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like king or prince or baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is a government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words, "In God We Trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public works. American presidents are handpicked and financed by these special interest power groups. Like George W. Bush, John Forbes Kerry, whose initials are JFK, is a member of Yale University's Skull and Bones Brotherhood. The Forbes part of John Kerry's name identifies his descendancy from Captain Robert Bennett Forbes, who was a drug runner for the Rothschilds' opium drug trade with China in the 1800s. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He and his elected officials work for the corporation, not for the American people. Since the United States is a corporation, who owns the corporation of the United States? Like Canada and Australia, whose leaders are prime ministers of the Queen and whose land is called Crown Land, the United States is just another crown colony.
Now, that's the Twilight Zone, y'all there, baby. Y'all told y'all, put y'all in the Twilight Zone. I put y'all in the Twilight Zone. It's the Twilight Zone. You in the Twilight Zone. Are you in the Caribbean? Twilight Zone. They got black being, they got Haitians being kidnapped in Haiti now for $200,000, and they ain't got no money. On Channel 7, WNSV, talking about, please, we gave you $6,000. Now when you gave them six, you in the Twilight Zone. Y'all ready? Let's get busy.
Hey, drop.
Hold on, 50. I got some new callers. 5045. We about to roll up in here. 5045. I know you're hearing all this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mess, man. It's a mess. But that's the situation with the Haitians being kidnapped, man. That's just a question of anarchy, because you have a government that's being held hostage. It hasn't been able, people haven't been able to vote in a new president since they just assassinated the last president.
That's right. We know who's behind that.
No government, with no president, with no government for the past 2 years. I mean, we're lucky it just got to this point. you know, so it's unfortunate, man. But, you know, we got to understand, we have to acknowledge, man, the hands of the West is involved. So
yes,
I don't know
yes.
what the reason behind it, but the people are yes. suffering because of that, unfortunately.
Yes.
You know?
It's sad.
Well, being
hey,
up,
man.
Up,
go ahead.
I was going to say on the topic at hand, you know, with the AI and the jobs of the future,
yeah.
My guess is that do we have any consensus or do we have any think tanks in the sense of really preparing ourselves and getting ready, because if this will become segmented in terms of racial and community lines down the road.
Yes.
As we know, Black America has not built any new communities for the past, say, 50 or 60 years. So
yeah.
There is no haven. There is no haven at the present. And the way the pace is going right now, if you don't have a haven, you're going to be in trouble.
Now, Accountable Florida. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, hold on. Accountable Florida. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. It's a thing called Accountable Florida, y'all. They saying that the refugees, it's not coming from me or any people coming in from different countries, are now saying that they got to help save America because there is nowhere else to run. That's called Accountable Florida, y'all. Let's get busy. Go ahead. Jump in. I'm with you. Go ahead.
That makes sense.
That's the same tactics used here in Buffalo. They come here
mm-hmm.
talking about they come to save Buffalo, the Bangladesh and the Arab. Oh, we're here to save you. How are you here to save us when your country's over there getting bombed and all this?
I'm glad I put that out there. I'm putting on some fire now. Hold on now. I need this job.
Social credit scores.
How long we been saying that on the show? We've been putting out for you. We say that y'all, if you got bad credit, everybody, I've been telling y'all this since without being on radio. Before radio, we was out there with books. The problem was y'all couldn't read. The books, it was easy to explain. Said, your credit score, take on that much debt based on your what? Your job. You got to create other revenues, and then you're so scary, you don't even incorporate yourself. My dumb ass had at least enough sense from what I learned in the temple to incorporate myself. Go look it up. Common sense say, why would you want to pay tax? Why would you want to pay tax? The thing is, this is what they've done to our people. You think you will turn in a tax person because you too dumb. And then when Trump gave it, see, Trump is a Bible scripture, y'all. That's why I say he said the Anglo-Saxons, King James changed it to his Bible. But y'all say he black. So he a Anglo-Saxon black person or Anglo, what is it? He from Maryland. So if the black person, I'm gonna start to throw fire on the black folks right now because y'all gonna go into the fire anyway, tried and true. That's how you make gold, tried and true. Make gold, tried and true with fire. If you on Facebook and you ain't told me already what Facebook is the Masonic symbol for, you already a fool and a dud. I don't give a damn who you are, woman, man, all that shit. You on these Masonic tablets that you have no control over, claiming you got jurisdiction. They just told you the sovereigns. I gave it to you in simple terms who the sovereigns were. Y'all talking about we sovereign. Really? 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 Let's go real. Y'all ready for this? I hope y'all ready. Because
you're on the wrong social media site, or you make the wrong worldview out loud, you will get. You seen they did it to the truckers up in Canada. You just mentioned
right.
that.
I told you.
You are being censored on every level, family. If you,
I've been censored.
Let's go back to the Biden sexuals who voted for this. You literally sat around and voted for this. I digress, man.
No, hold on. Let's go with that. I love politics, and I tell people, you shouldn't be afraid of politics because everything on your body is a tick. Your skin got ticks all over it right now, eating on it. And you don't even know you a living soul. That's what that means.
Tick-tock.
Tick-tock. Thank you, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's why I have to have y'all. Now, the banking system is bloodsucker. Now, we did vampire. We have one of the few shows that did vampire shows. Shows you that you could be a vampire. You don't have to suck blood. You can suck their energy.
Yeah.
And because people sucking your Go ahead. I want to talk about
it. They got a new bunker that called Canadilla Auroras, man.
Canadilla.
Do something with your life, man.
That's woman shit.
Canadilla
is that woman shit.
Octopus, man.
Right.
Yeah, I call the octopus giant there, man. And throw it on the dock.
Yeah, I said they pretty good.
Hey. That thing started changing colors and shape and shift, man, when I throw it on the dock. And it changed colors.
Now, I'm gonna tell you
something. It started shape shifting and it fell
colors.
Between the flats on the damn dock. Between the wood and the dock, that shit shape shift and fell right back in the water, man.
Octopus
ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, say something.
I've been wanting to chime in on the AI. I know y'all went to a different subject.
Go. Because it's still,
it's open. Let's just be a devil advocate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
85 to 100 million jobs will eliminate. And that is the plan. What if the American people turn against the robots, right?
Yeah.
Let me just say we become warriors. We start petitioning and trying to find politicians who believe that we don't want to be the slaves to the robots. And then, Wes, the electrician, how can we sustain all the electricity for these robots that's needed? And what is the ramification of if a Twilight Zone came down and just got rid of electricity, and we went back to the snail man.
So hold on. That's deep what you just said. Hold on. So you saying what they all been saying? This is around the world. Not me talking. Not her talking. But she gravitated to y'all. Y'all been doing it. Y'all sending all these threads out. Y'all already know they ain't gonna fight us the same way that you've been programmed to think we're gonna fight. Cyber attack. So obviously she said they're gonna cut off. Now this is where it gets scary, y'all. I got to do this for y'all. I can't let y'all go. Such a good point. Now, I'm nervous for everybody right now. You know why I say this? I'm in South Florida. Have y'all seen? I got family members coming to visit. They got gunshots all on the beach and shit. Where the guns come from? Because you can't bring a gun on a plane. The locals saying they ain't in that shit. Luke and them all gone. Ain't nobody over there no more that's black in the hood at all. Ain't no Liberty City over there. That's a fact. What's over there is on the Liberty City side. The Overtime side is called the urban. I go to a lot of places. I don't talk about. I got to talk about politics right now. And so to show you how this war going to be, these people, now, did y'all know that they found some artifacts in Florida? Ancient as hell. Kept it undercover. Came on the news one time. Luckily, y'all saw it.
Yeah, you seen it, Tim. I saw it.
Yeah, you seen it.
The building that they bombed up.
Right. Now, I'm trying to figure out, hold on. Y'all so into so much bullshit out here that you wouldn't even think about your ancient. You have forgot. You Esau. You have sold your birthright. I told y'all the Bible told you what you did. We sold. Because I always say we. So people say, why you say we? Because I know what we mean. We sold the birthright. Do pussy. I told you going to Twilight Zone now. Now they got the movie Nope on Amazon. I told you it was a flying pussy going across the sky. Now, I don't know what it's made up or not. I don't know what's in it. I know that people have said, well, these hurricanes. Did y'all see the hurricane that hit Mississippi after Mississippi?
Yeah.
Got to talk about that law.
The hurricane. With two towns.
Fuck them up.
Yeah, it just came through here, man. It's just came through here.
I told you, I pray a lot of stuff. That's why people, I'm not going with it. Fuck me. Anyway, I play that the ISIS thing when they did in Egypt, when they opened up the flood, when they opened up the gates, they opened up. See, y'all well, I understand how y'all can say some things and then don't realize they're happening. Like when they said we open up the 12 gates and shit. That was the ceremony. They opened up all the gates of Egypt. Egypt is the whole world. Y'all so crazy.
Hey, bro, we in the seventh seal just opened up, man.
They opened
the
up.
Seal been opened up.
They opened
the
up.
The seventh seal
all,
opened it up now, y'all.
I told you. They opened up the 12 gates.
Revelation,
they said,
man.
The 12 gates of heaven. Because what serves.
You're in the book of Revelation right now, man.
We locked in. Now, I hope y'all ready for this. I told y'all. I'm not playing with you today. Ain't many shows play these clips. I do know that much. But I do know that they got a dome, like Sister said. We watched it. All the things told us. Everything y'all said came on their own show. They said Africa had D. They said vitamin D is too much sun. So everything say, oh, that's why we call it the helios, the sun. They said they're getting too much to the vaccine didn't work. But the vaccine now is a whole new thing now. Vaccine is AI. They say, okay, we can't get them with a real vaccine. We're going to seduce them into pleasure zones. That's where the Kama Sutra come in. That's why they picked India, Kamala Harris, Kama Sutra Harris. I don't know if y'all getting this or not, but this is rough because it's really hard to say how y'all can't see this. But the sex abuse cult is real. I got to play these things to get the fire on. But when I get to 12:30, before it's one, if y'all don't realize, Will Smith, all of them played these movies. And I told you Independence Day was coming on for some strange reason. I said, why they got Independence Day coming on all day on Sci-Fi? A couple weeks ago, I said, damn, every day it's coming on?
Because the Pentagon just announced that there's a mothership hovering over there.
Now, they're going to be playing. I want y'all to notice how Twizone is and why I play the Twizone. You know, sometimes they talk about the shit we say on the other shows that on National TV. They don't even talk about it. All of a sudden, they say it. It's like, damn. Vindicate. I watch shows that said the same shit we said on Sunday. During the week, they say the same damn thing. I said, ain't this amazing? Nah, I ain't that bright. But I do know this. Just this call. I'm going to play 1 minute of this call because this call here is the cost of the Bible stories. Now, y'all can call them whatever you want. I'm not debating y'all today about what the names are at all, but you are all under these names, every one of us. We. When they made these agreements, y'all thinking treaties was made with like we do today. No, man. No, man. They got the shamans out and shit. They did. That's why that shaman shit with that shaman shit they had to put up in January 6th in Mississippi. Because Benny Thompson was on the insurrection. And then how black folks, y'all going to pay dearly for insurrection. Y'all be talking all this Nat Turner shit and all this stuff about black people and this stuff. And you think about it and say, well, how could we have not, the big insurrection that y'all should be even, not even mad about. Y'all mad about January 6th. What kind of niggas would be mad about January 6th and you got a history of insurrections in your history? You know you in the Twilight Zone. You know you in the Twilight Zone. How dumb can you be? You mad? Any nigga you know. I don't give a your grandmama. I don't know. You ain't got to do nothing, man. Just think about your psycho mind. I'm bringing the Twilight Zone to you. Think about people who be mad about what took place January 6th. You can say, well, damn. Y'all won.
And then not knowing it was an inside job by your own government. People don't want to hear that.
Part, man. Don't tell them that, man. Yeah, we're going to go to 12:30.
Shut up.
Yeah, we hold on. Don't tell them that yet, man. We got to feed these suckers. So we go by. I told you, who all listen today, you can't debate this because you know we don't play with you. This is what y'all bait. This was going on. Sister said pedophile. It's a cult, y'all. I told y'all a long time when we first started because I was in a cult.
Leading a cult where critical faculties are suspended, where people are mere instruments of gratification, where discipline is maintained, where criticism is unheard of. This is the wet dream of the narcissist, to be at the center of a group of unreflecting, unthinking, totally obedient people.
The cult leader is the perfect example of an extreme narcissistic personality.
I did a video some time ago about a cult called the Children of God. In fact, the video is about the cult leader, the founder of that organization, a man called David Berg, who also wished to be known as Moses David, to make his name more biblical.
Well, from our perspective, the profile of a cult leader seems to fit almost like a hand in a glove a narcissistic personality disorder. NPDs are drawn to cult leadership primarily because religion is tailor-made for their fantasies. What better manifestation than to be like God.
I won't mention every single fact or use every single clip from the Egomania documentary in regard to David Berg, but I will leave in the key part which gives you the essential problem I have with David Berg apologists.
For those born into Berg's cult, they have no choice but to follow his idealism, such as the Jones sisters, who witnessed Berg's extreme narcissism from an early age.
It was not that Berg was replacing God, it was that he was the mouthpiece of God, and God spoke through him. So obviously we couldn't...
Now, think about what you heard earlier. The King James Version was switched over from the narcissistic concept of the kings to seduce a people into being their tools through pleasure. Y'all can't even deny what I'm saying because they gave you Hugh Hefner. Every black leader we know went to the Playboy Mansion to seduce their pleasure. That's when you get brought in. So they already told, I can't make it no simpler for you. It's so simple, a child can't even err and listen to this. So that's why all who was in cults, including the Nation of Islam, the Yahweh, all Noble Jew Ali, all you've been, they had a hierarchy in those cults. You was pleasure principles. That's why the Funkadelic made the pleasure principles. And that's
and
what
Janet
they did.
Jackson.
Right, pleasure principles. You are, thank you, brother. Appreciate y'all for that. That's all. They got the narcissist. The narcissist is a satanic word. It's in everybody. And if it comes to be your Kulini narcissist, sound like a snake, don't it? Narcissist. Now, all I'm going to say is this.
Not good.
We going to the Twilight Zone, y'all. I told y'all. I ain't playing with you today.
Not good.
I ain't playing with you today. Yeah, I ain't playing with you today. Yeah. All y'all talking all this stuff. Yeah. See, one thing I noticed about this drug called narcissism, it's in everybody. They call it ego, which is e-commerce, because you are pimped. I'm being
and YouTube is called influencers.
I've been pimped. I admit my see one thing I've involved who've listened to this program for the years we've done this program beyond. I said I was brainwashed. I was actually brainwashed, and it felt good for a while till you say you come out of a delusion. Wait a minute, people getting richer off of my blood, sweat, and tears,
mm-hmm.
and not realizing literally. It. And then I took it to my new perspective. Now, people say, I was glad I was brainwashed. It cleansed me. That's what it did for me. I can't speak for everybody else because most people don't want to believe they brainwashed. This theory. I played the thing Saigon y'all told me to play. Said, get smart. I don't know when it's going to happen, but obviously the rap game is basically all this on YouTube. If y'all put no interest, I told you don't need no guns for this. I've been saying it. All you do is take your, when you see stuff you don't like, it's a little thing on the side. Say, not interested. If a million people
right.
hit the stupid,
you block
if, a, it. If a million people hit the stupid shit, it would send an algorithm, but y'all don't get it. See, that's why I say the pen is mighty and sore, but it's like, no, it's even not your finger. Knowledge would go to and fro. You can't even use knowledge properly because you don't even need
that's
a weapon.
That's your natural wand. That is your natural wand.
Think about it. The man said, the provost said it's something we need, but are we sheep led to the slaughter according to the, I'm going to give the antithesis. We ain't going to go one
way. Yeah,
like
you said, man. How many people be on the internet, on a blog or something, arguing with a damn computer, man?
Right.
I'm arguing with a computer. That's why when I get on the thread, if I ain't talking to y'all, I know y'all, anybody else, I don't know your ass computer bot, man. I ain't getting no conversations and arguing with no computer over stupid shit.
Right. Because they got him in there. Algorithm. Now
like
I'll just tell
y'all. He right, man.
The deep fake.
Yeah, it's two different type of algorithms.
Yeah. We got now. Glad y'all brought it up.
God, the Episcopal order.
Let me get one. Yeah, we gonna get. That's a whole show, bro. We just put that show together because that was. I want Fatah Seeker on that show too because that opened up that whole Council of the Seer that is now called Turkey. 10-6-9 10-6-9
What's going on, Dry Bones and the family?
Go.
How's everybody?
I said fire. Here you come. I called fire. Here you come. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you took the words out of my mouth when you said about the tornadoes in Mississippi because that's the way the Elohim work. You know, I call them the Agigi, the ships. So, like I said, they always can be controlled by us. People will look like us because they hit what they want to hit, and tornadoes control. So that's the reparations for them for the statements they made. But it's also a wake-up call for us if we get there because the ships are in the sky. And I'm glad, and it's my time now. It's my time because I've been on this subject, and can't nobody call me crazy. Every time I've been on your show for the longest, you know I've been talking about this. So
yeah,
it's on the news now, right?
It's out there. You see, I say a word. I say, that was, you connect. Hey, we getting all the Dry Bones connection, north, east, south, out. That's what makes it come together. Go ahead. Keep going. I got some
now, more. Now, what I'm... What the black people need to understand, and I'm pushing this nationhood, because if you don't listen, that's how you're going to perish, basically. Because any direction they're talking now, you're talking about what other people are doing. It's never about what we can do. But I'm trying to put that out there so y'all can prepare to be ready for the shift. When they say artificial, they mean that it's artificial, it's fake. They've got fake futures, fake scenarios, fake actors, fake lies, fake social media, fake everything. Everything's fake. And that's why we're going to bring it all down.
So,
and like I say about the AI machine, AI machine, I tell y'all, it has batteries. All you do is hit the switch. Who cares what the robots can kill? Don't matter. If they ain't got no switch to the power, there ain't no power for them to do what they got to do. So, but the warning's out there, right? So everything you put on your show, you know, of course, I'm in agreement with.
Well, we need some opposition. But go ahead, man. Go ahead. You know how we do it. Yeah, we know you agree, but we got some good shit out there to talk about. Go ahead.
This TikTok, I swear up and down, I think they really paying people to put false information out. I almost had some debates with some people, and I realized I was dealing with the wrong element. It's not about correction. They putting out false information. Like, this brother's walking around talking about they Moors, Americans and shit, like they part own America. Like, where the hell is any Moors person or Moors mentioned in the Constitution? So if there's none of that's there, then you can't claim nothing. You know, and these niggas they're walking around with this attitude like, they gonna rule over everybody. Like, man, dude, do you know if I was in a position, I would burn all y'all to a crisp just for even talking like that? Because this is your country, all right? This is your nation. Your forefathers are the ones who laid down this foundation. You know, this. You better start waking up and realize that everybody is black, everybody. And we've been taught to disrespect our own people because they show up these fake images, put like this: George Washington Time all the way to John Hanson. We had photography, we had it. So all the photos and portraits you always see, they painted over, just like the Jesus images. So you know the point, and I keep saying the slaves is the Slavics, the Europeans are the ones who came here living in the slums.
Slavic, because that's etymology. That word comes from etymology. And I agree 100% that. Now, again, let's go back to what you heard earlier, because you've been in this type of intelligence. My brother said the jobs. The jobs are definitely out there already. It's people in the intelligence society who are actually controlling these robots and controlling these surveillance systems, and they sitting in these high offices and in different parts of the country and the world. So it is a market there. But then it's very hard to get into that market without proper credentials and so forth. So basically, what you see as the economy, because you know, it's part of a growth. You see similarities in what the brother said earlier about how these jobs and around the world, because you've been around the world. How do you think these in Africa? You've been to Africa. How come nobody talked about Africa being already part of their own cryptocurrency? They got their own currency, digital currency. We don't get that information. How's that left? And, you know, how do you think about all that as well? Give me, and I'm going to take one more caller because they've been holding too. My God. Everybody, thank y'all for holding. I appreciate y'all.
Well, like what the brother was saying about the jobs, I mean, he's giving correct information on what they're putting out and what they're doing.
All right.
My thing is that they're not going to be able to follow all the way through with it. So the information he's given is not false.
He's saying the same thing. He don't think they're going to fall through it. So hold on. Y'all all the same. Give me your perspective of how they're going to fall through it and how we're going to don't give us everything we can, but just give us what you think you say ain't going to fall through it. It's going to be like what? The sister said earlier, she did mention it, cyber. So could they bring us into an age where we go back in time to get into time? Because if they can cut our technology out, like with a cyber attack, we kind of like medieval age on our own type of shit. How what's your thoughts on that type of war? Because you've been in strategic situations. Isn't that the best way to do a war now? You don't need people to come in and really do no shooting us up and all that.
Yeah, I mean, what they're planning on doing, basically, all the immigrants that's supposed to be coming in, they're numbered military people. So
right.
they already, it's a whole...
Oh, shit. Did you just say that?
They're letting them in.
Red Dawn. There you go. Go ahead.
And I keep pointing out that the single-family homes, there's a reason why you were geared toward that, because that's part of their target. And that's why the whole theory, strong woman, independent, you're going to have to deal with that because these elements are coming. So at the same time, when you helping the devil and his system, the devil is going to deceive you also, because if he didn't,
okay,
he would not be the devil.
Now, let's go there. Hold on. I'm going to say this. Let's do the opposite. Now, I think if you able, this is my theory. I'm trying to do it without having to. It's such a simple thing. I ain't that bright. So y'all able to get houses. Why don't y'all do it like other immigrants used to, or we used to do back in the early days? I didn't do it because it wasn't in the era of me, but they had them rent properties. That means that you just get these big properties and rent the rooms out. Get some revenue out of these rooms. There will be more. Each room is worth more than your rent going to be. Because now they live in, they rent their rooms out in these parts. A room, you got a four-bedroom, that's over $4,000 that you don't got to come out your pocket, they paying. If that's way, I mean, that's a smart way of doing things if y'all want to become lucrative with these houses. These houses should not be a liability, because most houses are liability. That's why a lot of people don't use them, because they're liabilities. Now, I'm going to go hard. We got to go hard. I got to play this for y'all, because y'all mentioned aliens. Y'all mentioned all this. I want all y'all on the line. If y'all jump off, I can't bring you in, so you better try to do something now. But all I can tell you is I bring everything, every element to make people think, because thinking ain't illegal yet. And right now, I had never had this individual on, but this dude wrote the book that most people read early in their life, Behold a Pale Horse. They got something that they have said they found, but luckily I already had it. It's all over the internet in these so-called circles. And I want y'all to listen to this whole thing right now. It's only 7 minutes. Seven. Creation. This man said this before all y'all on this line. All you on this line did not precede this dude. So I'm humble when I find people that I was able to connect without even seeing this, like I am with all of y'all. Never met some of y'all, but I'm able to connect with y'all mentally, spiritually, because we understand. But y'all got to hear this, because this is a hell of a warning. And y'all, but all who know, who listening, all listening, you probably don't even hear this much on these other shows. But you're going to definitely hear stuff you don't hear. I never said I was the best, but I certainly like not all the rest. Listen to this.
You think about it.
I don't think there are any. At one time, I thought that there were, simply based upon documents that I'd seen while I was attached to the intelligence briefing team, the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet. At that time, and even for many years afterwards, I did not believe that the government would use me in that way. I had devoted my whole life to government service. I had been in the Air Force. I was in the Navy. I was a river patrol boat captain in Vietnam. I had proved myself. I had
combat ribbons with the V for Valor. There was no doubt of my loyalty to my country. And maybe that's why it was so easy to use me, because I wouldn't doubt that what I saw was real. But over the years, I've done a lot of research. And what I've discovered is there's no proof existing anywhere that extraterrestrials are real, or that have ever visited this planet, or that they exist anywhere in the universe. There is not one shred of evidence anywhere. There is lots of evidence, tons of it in fact, that there are a group of people collectively known as the Illuminati who want us to believe in some extraterrestrial threat from space so that they can cause a world government, you know, bringing together of all the people to resist that external threat. And the first time that I saw any reference to that, I was reading some papers from the Carnegie Endowment Fund, and there was a record of a speech. It was a dinner for Viscount Nishiki of the Japanese delegation, the Japanese Imperial Delegation, in 1917. And John Dewey was one of the speakers. And the first sentence out of his mouth as I was reading this, I almost fell out of my chair. Because this was in 1917, and he said the best way to cause all the people in the world to come together in one world government and end war forever would be if we were attacked by some other species from some other planet. And boy, that just clicked with me, and I knew that this is just another scam. This is the age of deception. There's no doubt about it. And then eight times during Reagan's administration, he inserted almost the exact same phrase into eight of his speeches. And it's a scam. That's what I can tell you. What they call UFOs, these crafts that fly around the sky, are real. But they're not piloted by some little green guy from some other planet. They're owned and operated by the United States of America, for one, the Soviet Union, for another, probably Great Britain, Canada. I think the first really operable ones were probably manufactured in Western Canada, in the wilderness, in a place especially built to create those machines, like we created the Manhattan Project, and the same kind of secrecy surrounded it. So the technology is real. It's been kept secret, and it's been used to promote this concept that there's an alien threat to this Earth. The cattle mutilations I've discovered in my research are nothing more than what's left after the government does its secret tests on the low-level radiation leakage from its atomic weapons assembly plants and atomic power plants. It's a low-level radiation monitoring project. And if you look at what's missing in the cattle, you'll see that it's just as clear as day. They take the lips, they take the tongue, they take a 6-inch patch of skin, they core out the rectum, the colon area, where those kinds of things would collect. They would pass through the digestive system. On female cows, they take the udder to check for low-level radiation in the milk. This is being passed to the calves. And these are all grazing animals that graze on the grass that where the radiation falls when it falls from the air. And it's just an incredible deception. And I'm just amazed that people have fallen for it in the manner that they have in the absence of any proof whatsoever. I mean, they cite hearsay as proof.
Well, what about all of the alien abductions?
They're not abductions. They're the results of a tremendously successful and very sophisticated mind control operation. Also, the congressional investigations into the intelligence community has revealed the existence of these programs. I mean, there's no secret about it. It's documented. Project Artichoke, Project MKUltra, MKNaomi. I could go on and on and on all day long. If you had the time in your movie, we could lay out all the documentation, which is official government documentation, and prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that it's true. But that's what it is. It's not extraterrestrials coming down. The human body cannot pass through walls or roofs or through windows that are closed. You know, this is all the product
of the imagination and people's willingness to believe something because they want it to be true. I don't know why they would want it to be true. You see, because if it were true, these are not friendly aliens. They're doing some terrible things to people. If I were to kidnap somebody, pass them up through the roof, and take them somewhere, and perform operations on them, and take samples of semen and ova from their, you know, reproductive organs, and plant thoughts in their mind, and all this kind of stuff, and then bring them back, guess where I'd be right now? In prison. That's kidnapping. It's criminal. It's a terrible thing. So there's a morbid sense about all this too, as if people want to be hurt for some reason. I don't understand that, but that certainly is something that somebody needs to look at. Why do people feel that this needs to be real? What in them says I want to be abducted and abused and kidnapped and raped and all of this stuff against my will? Because they seem to take some kind of satisfaction that this is happening. And nobody's talking about the fact that this is a terrible thing to happen. If I were to do that to you, you wouldn't be too happy, would you? But somehow it's okay if an alien does it? I don't think so. It's all bullshit. It's a lie.
Now that was William Cooper, who was killed on his land as a sovereign citizen, telling way more truth than the average black person in my lifetime. I'm going to be honest with you. I was told we had aliens, the Bible, all this damn other shit. And I said to myself, I'm going to let y'all talk. It's kind of weird, ain't it? That somebody could come on and give the whole analogy, and now we got Canada. They say they shot down some extraterrestrials over Canada and stuff just recently. So he said Canada where it was being built. Ain't that Queensland? Go ahead.
Yeah, my man.
Go ahead.
I wish you play what the Israeli defense minister said. He about 90-something years old. He about to die. So he told the truth on what he saw, man.
I got that. You don't think I got that? Because he said, he claiming aliens too. So I don't know if it's opposition or not. I don't know. But I know they killed this dude. I do know that. I know they killed this dude here. What? Behold a pale horse, man. And now my thing is, let's go with that premise. Because Israel, just for the simple part of debate in chess, I would say, well, why would you believe Israel?
Well, the fact of what he said, man.
What he said.
Yeah, he said, yes, sir. I mean, if somebody tell me something, I don't look at what color they are. I look at
agreed. Now, that's my point.
He said, yes, sir.
That's my, yeah. Go ahead. No, you make a point. That's my point.
Yeah.
I'm glad you say that.
He said a ship landed now, unidentified ship landed, and the door opened up. And guess who walked out? He sees some tall black men between 7 and 15 feet walked out of that crowd.
Now,
and also, Brother Reno, about his brother, Tuskegee Airman, was working for General Chappie James, a black man. And Chappie James was flying his Air Force jet, and his craft rolled up against him, and he never saw that kind of craft. And he looked over the cockpit. And
I got you.
A black dude look like dry bones.
Hold on. Just so y'all know, I got the clip already. He didn't even know I had the clip. I had this for years. I said to myself, I heard it, I know it, but I was just saying, we got two factions fighting. One, we claim the Jews is this, and then we got over here where dudes say, the government doing it to make it look like so they can, and they make these movies. Now, I'm going to play the clip, y'all. I got it right here. See? That's why you know.
Before you play the clip, I just want to say one thing. The government does have their ships from the technology they had already obtained because they were looking for, along with the Nazis and all of them all working together, world shit. But there is ships. They're not the ships that you're seeing, but there is other entities that are out there.
I'm going to play the I'm playing two brain size. That's what we're going to do in the show. You got to think on this one. Now, he said Israel. I got the Israel one. Here it is.
Aliens exist, and President Trump knows about it. That's according to Israel's former space security chief. In an interview with an Israeli newspaper, he said the aliens have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. NBC News chief global correspondent Bill Neely explains this one.
Hi, Allison. Well, this is quite a story, and it comes from the man who headed Israel's space security program for nearly 30 years. Chaim Eshed is making the extraordinary claim that the United States and Israel have been in contact with a group of aliens for years, not immigrants, but extraterrestrials. He has called them the Galactic Federation of Aliens, and he says President Trump is aware of the existence of these aliens and had been on the verge of revealing their secrets, he claims, but was asked not to do so by the Federation in order to prevent what he calls mass hysteria. Well, the retired general says he...
Now, I told you I'm going to take the twilight now. Stacey Abrams from Atlanta, Georgia, claims and says she with the Galactic Federation.
Yeah.
I told you it's going to be the twilight zone for you today. I said, man, we must be in the news. Now, that's even more than that. It's 11 minutes. The same person that he said this about the black, they all connected to this one dude. This thing is deep now. Let me ask y'all some questions now. Let's get deep now. We all claimed on this line that we heard of Project Bluebeam. Correct?
Yes,
sir. Now, I look up Project Bluebeam. I am a little skeptical because what William Cooper said, he said, look up the Carnegie Report, what they did. He said that. I listened to Reagan, and I played Reagan. I'm trying to find it now. I'm about to re-put that in the book again for next week if I don't get it today. But Reagan said the same thing, like the exact same words as this dude
and Jimmy
said
Carter
in 1917.
Jimmy Carter said it too.
So I'm that's my point. Now, I'm trying to – all I'm saying is this dude gives this speech in 19 – go look it up, y'all. It's gonna make y'all have if y'all even got any slight of emotion, your hair is gonna grow. You're gonna say, God damn, this is some weird shit.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like a Twilight Zone. I told you, I played it.
Yes, sir.
The dude said it in a goddamn meeting. Said
we gotta
bring this was at a UN. I said, well, this is kind of weird. So y'all can think about it. I ain't gonna make no assertions right today. I'm gonna play this right now because I'm playing everything to make you see what y'all said today will be validated. Through the words of the people. None of us have said none of this. This coming out of other people's mouth to validate your thought to people you never met, and yet you understand. You are the elect.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting this field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity
right.
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to really organize ourselves in a way where there will be accountability for sustained action and not just response.
Now, this is Dr. Fauci in 2019 discussing a pandemic of how it could be brought out. And y'all don't think this is cool. Hey, Twilight Zone, y'all? The man on the panel, that's Dr. Fauci. So, yeah, we got to convince the people. Now, he's in D.C. with one of the goddess bitches, Bauer, the mayor. He went around, and I thought about all y'all, Wes, all y'all out there, St. Louis, all y'all sisters. Can y'all imagine all your L.A., can y'all imagine Dr. Fauci coming to your house door-to-door like they did in D.C.? Why they do D.C.? Because they ain't got no power. They admiralty law. They on the water. They can do whatever they want to D.C. They can do everything. That's why they went door-to-door. Dr. Fauci and the mayor went door-to-door. Did you? I want y'all, don't key on Dr. Fauci. Don't do it. The brother, challenged Dr. Fauci, was all TV shows for about a day. And he did a PBS special. And the brother was like, oh, man, why would I take this? Blah, blah, blah. Sister was giving resistance. You should have seen the mayor looked like a witch. She was, her eyes, her eyebrows. Was,
yep.
Just watch her.
Because she is a witch.
She was so mad.
Black witches of Baltimore, man.
Yeah. She was, there you go. She was so mad. Baltimore, glad you said that. She was so mad. Just look at her face, y'all. Don't worry about Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci is a professional. He never changed character. Her ass was looking like she wanted to kill these people for saying what they were saying. And she, now, this is what I'm getting ready to tell y'all. Y'all got to watch these, when they go into the Civil War, each sect in your city is going to pretend they're going to be in power. Watch and see. It's coming. Don't even worry yourself. You don't have to believe me. I don't care if you believe me. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to start to have arrest based off social media propaganda. They have everybody pitting each other because you just said robots. Some of these people probably don't even know what they're saying on this. You got all this going on, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Got to be some questions to all this propaganda. So when the questions start coming that make sense, logic, the key word is logic, y'all. Logic, that's why I use sound systems, logic. If y'all don't know the best brand names, logic systems. Because clarity, there's no clarity today. Everybody at odds, we debating like restless. That's why sometimes, though, I got my own shit, I go, but facts will prevail, because I will play clips to personify what we all talking about, because it don't make sense if we all came on here and got no clarity. These clips, y'all saying the clips without even knowing the clips coming on, y'all are on tone. That's how I look at shit. Because how would you know I'm playing this? Wes didn't know I had that clip. They all said they seen shit that was unbelievable. I don't know what they seen. Because remember, they show me. I don't know what they see. I'm not in the inner circle. It's like the Ku Klux Klan. I'm not in the inner circle. I just hear what y'all say. And other people say. So that's hearsay, like my man said, William Cooper. Now, I want y'all to know something. They killed William Cooper. You go look up what they did to him. They went on his land. He was in Arizona. Like all them. See, y'all forget what they did to white folks, because I know it sometimes make y'all. Because a lot of times, y'all only like to hear that stuff because y'all heard it was a black person that what they seen in space. That's fine. But like he said, if it was a black person, he abducting people and raping them and putting them into the scientists, that might mean why we have a hard time blaming the right people. Because how could somebody come from space, kidnap my ass, fuck me all kind of ways, under abduction, gangbang me up, then tell me I'll come back. Did you ever see the South African dude that was cable with Dr. What's the British cat name?
David Icke.
Yo, that's a serious sci-fi comedy right there.
Hold on. No, think about it. Doctor, think about it. I'm bringing it to y'all remembrance. Because I know y'all forgot this shit. I'm about to bring it back in another way. That man, I had the tapes. We all watched them. We had like, damn. He was talking about they were eating the hands off the goddamn initiation. They chopping out hands. I said, God damn, that's some deep shit. I don't know if I'm going to do that much. Now, the man said he got gangbanged by aliens. I ain't making this up.
Well, you you got two groups of people, man. You got the benevolence and the malevolence, man.
Okay,
the reptiles
doing
that shit too.
Okay, hold
two
on.
Two groups.
I'm with you. I'm just trying to get to. Now this man came back. Now this is somebody we looked up to. I did. I don't know about y'all. He was in the Shaka Zulu tribe. They, this motherfucker in the tribe got some big ass thick glasses and shit. This man was telling some shit. I was like, God damn, their initiation way different than our initiation. Oh, hell yeah. Shit, this shit about eating flesh and shit. You ain't eating no flesh here. They might suck some dick about some of you motherfuckers, but y'all ain't doing all that shit. Now, let me ask y'all some questions. Y'all heard the man. The man said he got fucked and he came back. He said he was gay. I said, damn, I didn't think about it now until I started thinking about shit. I said, he was actually admitting that he was raped and made a hermaphrodite. I said, we overlooked that. Man said he got raped and came back gay. I said, you came back from the spaceship gay. Now, if we go with y'all saying, some black aliens fucked his ass. It's on 5-Star Radio.
My man, there's two groups of aliens out there, man.
I got you, man. But which
and
one
the reptiles,
did
man.
Okay, which one did? Oh, okay. So, I'm going to let you say. Tell me which one you think, because we don't know. Which one you think raped Chipchana? What's the name over there at Zoo with Dave Ackie? Which one you think?
The reptile.
Oh, so the reptile.
Draco,
raped.
Like my man
okay,
said.
Draco.
Draco.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to y'all see. I'll take y'all there because.
Did you say reptile dysfunction?
Oh. Y'all scary, man.
Because the first
said,
word
rectile,
rape,
she said reptile dysfunction. Ooh, now y'all make, see, that's how we going to connect this. Now, that's amazing. And that's the number one thing. And then Viagra, V. So Viagra is like magic pussy. It's blue. Oh, man, we get into colors and shit, the blue lodge and shit. There's some shit. Hold on. I told y'all about to go to the Swallow Zone. Lucky I ain't got the board. If this was a real radio show, I had the board. Oh, my goodness. The board gone. But
hey, can I share something with you?
Yeah, go there. Yeah, give me something what you heard, because you heard a lot there. I mean, think about it. Two factions. One saying they see aliens. This dude say he in the Air Force. We making it up. It's all theater. What's your thoughts on that? Again, I'm gonna some more. Yeah, give me your thoughts before I take more calls. Go ahead.
Well, the Gulf War, their whole point to that war was releasing Gog and Magog. And when the second Iraq War started, they got them released, and now they reside inside the Pentagon. So, and the aliens, we already have things on our bases post where it's restricted areas. So to say that the alien stuff is not real, it's like, how do you take a man that has no history of the earth and tell you that something don't exist somewhere else? Like how do they become the dominant mindset of anything?
I don't know.
They can't.
They
lie
I'm with you. Let's
on,
say,
on purpose.
I agree with you. I'm going to go with you now. Now, let's say they are tell the truth. Let's go with that part. I'm going to go on both sides. I'm a Libra. I'm a scale. So you say they exist. I'm going to go along. I went to ancient aliens. I went to ancient aliens on TV and was able to be interviewed. They would not put that one on, I guarantee you, but I did it for y'all.
Well, can I say this?
That's strange because... Hold on. I'm with you. Because it's things that's unexplained. Let's be honest. There's a lot of things because they can't produce a pyramid for some strange reason. And with the geometrical stones, they can't seem to... So there's definitely some. But let's go with what he said compared to what we all saying. I'm not saying that he could be lying. Not going to say that. Maybe he said too much. But all I'm saying is for somebody to say that a guy made a speech in 1917, and then we get War of the Worlds with Orson Welles a little more later. I wish I had the board because I would play that for y'all. That's the first alien psyop. Then he said he was talking to the Japanese person when they made this speech in 1917. Then they did the Hiroshima shit, Godzilla come out and shit. Sci-fi became real to me from that speech. If y'all really go read the speech, y'all, because I hate to tell y'all about something and y'all don't read it. Guaranteed next week, I bet y'all have some debate about what we talking about, because ain't no way nobody gonna make a speech like that and say we got to create some manufacturing. And you just heard what he said with Dr. Fauci. He said, something got to come, create. Now, what if they create a Project Bluebeam because of this debate with the deep fake? And it looked like some aliens are coming. And they tell all y'all to get on the ship with them because y'all the remnant. Y'all the chosen people of God. And they want y'all to come with them. The question I'm going to ask
like that scenario, that scenario where the reptiles, the reptilians came and was looking like humans and said they wanted all melanated people to get on the ship.
Yeah. You remember that?
Well, yeah, you got to have discernment, man.
Here's the thing about this, Dry Bones. In order for them to make a fake alien invasion, they have to know of one that's coming in order to throw you off. So they already have to be aware of, because they already seen the ships before. It is in the Bible. They know about the ships.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, too. Go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead.
I don't think we do enough of the real research, but I would recommend you guys watch two of these videos, interviews, documentaries on YouTube. One is John Lear. It's the grandson of the guy who created Learjet. He was a cargo pilot for the CIA. Read his interview. I mean, watch his interview. And the other guy named is John Hall. He was a weathercaster for the government for Area 51. Low ranking, but he has a full video interview. Watch those two interviews. We got two problematic species. We got the small grays and you got the tall white. Research, you're going to hear about them discussing about these two particular species of aliens. They've been the problematic ones because they've infiltrated the alphabet agencies in this country. That's the CIA and the FBI.
Okay, so Men in Black.
Hold on.
I'm with you. Now, again, I'm bringing this up because most people start to think if these things are being said about aliens. We just seen they said they – I hope y'all realize this is not off the cuff. They're actually saying they're seeing things, and I want y'all to realize we got to look at this as a perspective that, okay, we heard of Project Bluebeam. We heard of all this other stuff. And what brother said earlier, because we got – I want to discuss this. I want to hear from all y'all because many of y'all said this – privately in other places. Okay, say for instance, if they brought clones, y'all been saying clones forever. A clone gotta be one of their biological experiments that they could make a person look just like each other. Everybody said they got a clone. I don't know, you find a person that look like them and alter their face, they able to do that. Okay, so let's go with that next phase. Let's go with phases. The clone may not resist, but if you put a microchip in his head, he still look like a human, but you put it to the cortex of the brain, like Neuralink, and you get a person to act like he human. But he ain't human no more, because if the brain is controlled by a microchip, he's a cyborg, like y'all all just said. So if this cyborg, which is in Star Trek and all of Twilight Zone, that's why I played that. So that's where we at today. Y'all telling me that what brother said earlier, they could cut the workforce out without even us knowing. Because if you want to make your own managers, say you want to make your own manager, you just said design the babies. I want to make the future managers that I want to think like me. I'm a narcissist. I got the money to make these chips go in the baby in the early stages. And micro frequency of up. Now y'all telling me, we did a show on Frankenstein, all this shit, that y'all already sound like y'all cool with some of this already. Y'all said y'all okay being with new legs. They show you what the I'm gonna tell you why they do this. See, they're getting us with our emotions, which is kind of strange. Are our emotions good or bad? I don't know. Spock didn't have emotions on Star Trek. So I don't know. I'm gonna just be like this. But let's go with that premise. Bones. Bones had emotion. He was a doctor, Dry Bones, and Captain Kirk. Spock was a Vulcan. That should be looked up. They knew the craft. That was Darth Vader. That was with Yoda. All that shit was in that. Before even Star Wars came out, they were showing us this shit. You Captain Uhura. They gave you the African name. And she was queen of communications. They gave you the black person who was the high ranking. That should be your first clue. But obviously, some sci-fi is skipping a lot of y'all because these things are right in the sci-fi. Why Japan, y'all? Why Japan? Didn't they fake the goddamn? But then I said earlier, I found this out myself. Japan got to be in with them. Got to be. And I go look it up because of y'all, and found out they got their own eugenics program. Go look it up. Look up Japanese eugenics. Go look it up.
Oh, the Japanese want to be connected to the machine. A lot, I'm telling you.
Because
I'm an anime, play video games, all of that. The animes that they have make these gears. These gears are giant robots the size of buildings. They're the over skyscrapers. You understand? And they have these agents that are genetically modified, transhumans, to connect with the AI that's inside the robot. Then they bond spiritually, like a soul connection. They become one. So that way they can operate the robot to do whatever that needed to be done to fight another entity, a monster, or whatever. This is how the animes were, are, and always have been. So these gears, is the same gears that they kind of had in Avatar. With the giant robots, they came out to fight.
I've seen it. Yeah, you said I've seen it already. I've seen it, they're like the Decepticons and all the biggest hell.
It's gear. They're gear. Gear.
Y'all been watching this.
Transformers.
Thank you. Y'all been watching this. I'm telling y'all, it's not like they catch it from us. They've been showing us through anime. Now the anime we grew up with was the magical side, the Prince Planet. All the other shit they were showing us, them going into space.
That also was coming from the Asian community, but they didn't tell us that here.
They didn't tell us that.
America.
Never told us. We thought it was America. They made an alliance. And I just gave y'all the date, though. 1970.
Right.
He talked to the Emperor of Japan. Kung Fu flicks.
Remember that? That was the connection right there when we were able to watch Chinese martial arts.
All that's together. That's right. That's all together. And the minute that I'm gonna have to give them some credit, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all something about them that I do admire. They don't give a damn how big you are. If you look at the history of Bruce Lee, like we used to, because everybody used to want to be in martial arts, and we all went to kung fu school. I know everybody know who know what I'm telling the truth. We all was into that shit. Moonchucks, making our own noonchucks. But I realized after I got